participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
See if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips. Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Stay tuned for your shot at a brand new Mercedes-Benz C230 from AT&T Simply Wireless, and only on the Don and Mike Show.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop, 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 stop.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right. Who did Lisa really celebrate her birthday with last night, kids? You know him.
And thank you, darling. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Bagley and all the ships at sea. Time for the Spy Report.
Spy Report.
Here's Goose Geronimo and Bono Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. Hello. And thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Wednesday.
Wednesday.
November 28th. Here's your phone numbers. From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. And from New York, 877-692-1027. Today will be a giant jam-packed show.
What a show, what a show.
The lobby is already filling up with the freaks who are here for the What Would You Do show.
Yes, mutants, maggots.
We've got, we have maggots on the line. We have, of course, your phone calls. We got a couple of guests coming in today. We got to tell you everything that happened at Rummy's birthday party last night.
Boy, was that festive.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything is happening today on the show. It is going to be out of control.
Woo!
Yeah, nutty. And my thanks to Ken Stevens. I know I've said this before. We used to say this a lot when he would be around the station a lot. There's nothing finer than sitting down for a meeting with Ken like 5 seconds before we got to go on the air.
He has that that managerial style that uplifts you. It makes you spring into the studio ready to do the best show you possibly can.
Well, here's the problem with a dick like Ken.
Yes.
The thing is, the guy barely listens to the show.
Right.
The guy barely, you can ask him on any day, what did Don and Mike do on their show today? Go, I don't know.
I was eating sushi. I don't know.
I don't know. But still, it doesn't stop him every once in a while from pulling me in and hearing some of his radio wisdom.
His critiques, if you will.
Yeah.
Advice.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's like I'll sit there and I'll argue a point with him about something that we're doing.
Right.
And then he'll end up turning around and saying, well, no, I see your point. I see why you're doing that. And
well, he's a big one for that.
And I go, well, great, thank you. And then he goes, but I want you to do it my way.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you go grab Ken?
Oh, man, this is serious.
No, 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 no. Not about the stuff that happened before the show today. But I'd like to know the Philadelphia date.
Ah, it's the middle of the week?
Yeah.
This is the week he said he'd do it?
Because
there's no time like the present.
We had the Miss Cleo lady on the show yesterday. And she said that January 4th was the date that the show would debut in Philadelphia.
Yes.
So let's bring Ken in and find out.
Start the new year in Philly.
Let's find out. Because he promised us last week that this week he would give us a firm date.
Yes. So, I mean, I think that really, if we'd come in Monday, that might have been a little unreasonable. But the Wednesday, you know, smack dab in the middle of the week that he told us he was going to tell us.
Right. We're here. We're ready.
Right.
Come on. Come on. Where's the guy?
Come on.
All right. We'll take a phone call while we're waiting. 877-365-3636 and 877-692-1027. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
This is Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
I like flowers.
Well, I do too, Aaron. That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that with us.
I like flowers a lot, especially on Thanksgiving time.
Why Thanksgiving, Aaron? That does not seem like your typical holiday for flowers.
I know. I don't know. It's like acorns or flowers. I'm not sure.
I like tulips on my organ.
Ah.
Hello?
Get out of here,
Aaron.
What kind of first call of a radio show is that?
He's not well.
Well, that's why I did it, because I figured it would be unique and somewhat funny, but not really.
No, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed your flower call. I'm in a goofy enough mood today to really welcome your call.
Goodbye. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike. You certainly had enough last night to be goofy today.
Yes, I am feeling a little lightheaded.
You're probably still drunk today.
No, we're not in that area, but I'll tell you, I broke a lot of rules last night, but I'm not happy about my behavior.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's the ongoing theme that is me.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, is this Donna Mike?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, hey, this is Dina.
Hi, Dina.
I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
I was listening to you yesterday, and you were talking to the girl who is, like, offering to do all sorts of stuff, and she sounded like a skank, but I just wondered if you guys get excited about women like that because, like, your wives are a little humdrum, or are your wives, like, totally into whatever you guys are into?
No, my wife, let me just tell you, you got to listen to the show for a while. Yeah. My wife is as hot as they get.
And your wife is really sweet. I just wondered, like,
and
you know.
She occasionally will get pissed when she can tell that I'm really hot for a girl on the show.
Sure.
Like, we had a girl come in last week when we were doing the turkey thing.
We usually react to all the guys in the studio react the same way to and there's a particular woman that
this girl had perfect tees.
Yeah.
I mean, they were maybe the most spectacular set of natural breasts
she was lovely.
I have ever seen,
and she was getting a fistful of turkey.
And it was highly erotic, and that's when I get the crap. When I get home sometimes, I'll get, so, her tees were beautiful, were they?
I don't get any specifics. I will get, occasionally during the argument, I will get, do you know what I put up with? You know, which is kind of a blanket statement about all the nudity, all the women that have been on the show. I get no flack at all.
Yeah. But I mean, if you went home and said, like, hey, this girl said on the radio, she do X, Y, and Z, are you into this? Are your wives, like, totally, like, whatever you want?
None of the girls who have ever been on the show want to have sex with us. I mean, we've got the Ebony Princess who's coming down today.
Yeah, I mean,
she's so not a princess. She's such an Ebony Princess.
See if you can feel the dripping sarcasm coming out of it. You need an umbrella for my dripping sarcasm here when I say the Ebony Princess who's coming down. I agree with you. She sounded like a skank hoe, but we get someone like that, and we got to see what she looks like.
Got to see what she looks like.
I mean, I have friends who are married, and, like, they just are so, it's like when they were dating, they do anything, and all of a sudden they get married, and I don't know what happens.
Well, we have women that will come down here and have a strong desire to disrobe in front of us, but as far as the direct offers of sex,
no.
Those dried up, I think, when Don and I got into our early 30s.
Never happened. I mean, now, listen, before I was married, back when I was, 16, 17, starting out in radio, even before that, I would get laid with girls on the phone all the time. I mean, any girl that would call the request line when I was playing a record.
Right.
I'd spend the whole record trying to get her into bed.
That would be your discriminating phase.
As long as your wives are taking care of you guys at home, I say to all wives, you know, like, if you're not enjoying it, you know, just, you gotta kind of throw it out there like you did when you were dating, because it's, I don't know.
Well,
maybe
things are good, at least in the O'Mara household. I know Don speaks of it often, but I will tell you, things have turned the corner in my relationship with my bride as of last evening.
Oh, because you gave her the high hard one?
And it wasn't just, it was the boozy, passionate, you know.
Oh, excuse me.
Including, you know, a little cab ride fun.
Wow.
I had something really funny.
Did you receive the cab ride fun?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but, you know, it's...
She did some gobbling?
Yeah, the fun started just about when we were going to get to the hotel, so it stopped as abruptly as it started, but it was just boozy passion. I am going to try to get my wife to drink more.
Oh, my God.
I really am.
Your wife was pretty drunk last night, wasn't she?
She doesn't drink. I mean, she is a teetotaler. It is not unusual for her to go to a party and have a Diet Coke. That's what she drinks. And last night, she said, you know, she sees Lisa and your wife order the Cosmopolitan, which is basically pink vodka,
right.
And she said that looks good, and then when she took a sip, she said it tastes good, and then she had three. Now, for her being 4'10 and a half, she was wasted.
My wife was drunk.
I knew your wife was drunk.
She thought she was drunk when she woke up this morning. Frida thought she was drunk when she got up this morning.
Your wife had the slur thing happening last night. Yeah. Which was pretty funny with you. She was just talking.
I have to run into a meeting, but I want to say thank you for putting me on the air. I love your show. Keep it up.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh my God, let's see. I'm sort of multiracial. I don't think there's quite anybody like me.
Wow, really? Wow. Multiracial. What would that be, Rob? Octoroon?
Could be. Depends on the cocktail, Don.
What is it?
What are your ingredients, my dear?
I'm sort of a cocktail of my own. I don't know that there's a name for me.
Really?
We'll give you one.
Let's see. My background is a combination of Greek, Italian, English, Irish, Filipino, and Native American.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That sounds like a hot combo. Will you come down here and take your clothes off?
Oh, I couldn't do that. I have to work.
Oh, get out of here.
I need to keep my job.
My head is spinning.
So last night, we took Lisa out for her birthday dinner.
Is that what we did?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
And we had a pretty goddamn good time.
Yes, we did.
The whole wacky crew, we had a good time. I do want to tell you a couple of things that don't really have anything to do directly with the goings-on last night at the party. Obviously, because we're out of town, the boy's at home.
Right.
And the boy is at home with Rob's wife, yep. Carrie, who's come over to house sit for us. Mm. Carrie and the baby Julia are over at our house. And at some point last night, the conversation came up that perhaps this is the opportunity for my son to become a man.
Yes.
Yeah.
That,
Oh,
no, actually, it started with Rob and I.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we were all thinking on the same terms.
And it actually, the first time it was really brought to my attention in any way that made me uncomfortable was when, just out of the blue at dinner, Frieda said, Rob, have you ever seen the movie The Graduate?
So we had to we had a place to call to my home to make sure. And then at that point, we had all kinds of visions, of, you know. The baby, Julia Spiewak, she's in her cradle, and downstairs in the TV room, you have
skin, touching skin.
Bart and Carrie just, you know, turning him into a man.
Right, wow. Absolutely.
Another drink, boy.
Hey, what, is Ken not coming in?
Oh, Ken sent a message. On this, the most festive time of year, he declined your invitation, and he said that while your topic is not a subject for air, he went on to say, after I pressed a little bit, that he's not been to Philadelphia yet, so he doesn't know.
Oh, Christ.
But he sends his best. It was a fun conversation.
You know, we have a right by Friday to get married.
Yeah, and I know, and he will take us right up until Friday.
Yeah.
You know, he'll
predict it.
He'll push us all the way up to the edge.
God.
So we had the party for Lisa, and we call home, and one of the things I get when I call home, I get my machine, and I have a message on my machine from someone I mentioned on the show yesterday, my high school friend, Stevie Vouch.
Hey, Stevie Voucher, you really hadn't mentioned as much as Flame and Doofus.
Right, yeah, Stevie Vagina, who I haven't talked to for maybe 3 or 4 years.
Right.
So I get the number and I call him back and say, hey, I heard you talking about when we used to go shoplifting at Wheaton Plaza.
Oh, no.
Now, I'm not, and he brought up a story that I don't think, I think I probably told you guys off the air, but I've never told on the air.
Just the bicycles?
Yeah. That we did this.
What's the statute of limitations?
Well, no, listen, it's got a happy ending. Okay. We brought him back, but,
oh, yeah.
but the deal is that, have you seen the ads for this George Clooney movie, Ocean's 11?
Yeah.
Where there's this intricate plot to rob all of these casinos at the same time.
Right.
Because what you want to do is you want to distract a guy at this casino while you're going to this casino, and you got Julia Roberts at this casino. It's all misdirection and distraction.
Right.
So, and I'm not...
Like magic, which was another love of yours.
I am not...
Al's.
I am not Al's Magic Shop in D.C. Now, I am not proud of this. I am not advocating this. I use myself as an example. Kids, don't shop.
Well, you would be absolutely mortified if your own son did this.
Oh, my God. Right. Well, then again, my son's got more in his pocket right now than I had at any time when I was growing up. Mike, I was a poor black child.
I'm not letting you go there.
I had to,
you were raised in poverty.
I had to shoplift, Mike.
Now that's
you
so
don't
funny.
Know what it was like living
the
in Rockville.
The tough street kid.
That was me.
This is the first time you've gone down that highway.
Right. Mike, I had to shoplift when I was a kid.
I understand that.
Depression era Montgomery
County.
It was
the streets. It was the Bowery Boys.
I had no choice.
Right.
No, actually, I had a choice. And this was something we got our rocks off. I mean, as it turned out, some kids drank. Some kids, got high. I didn't do that. Of course, I made up for all of that later.
Later.
But when I was a kid, I didn't do any of that stuff.
Right.
So we would get our rocks off by by shoplifting.
Oh, God. Oh,
and, you know, we shoplifted like everybody does. You know, take a
like everybody does.
Well, no, doesn't
many do.
Hasn't everybody gone into a 7-Eleven when you're a kid or something and stolen a candy bar?
No.
Yes.
Never. You've never shoplifted in your life?
I never have.
Never?
No, I haven't either. No. I did.
I respect retail too much.
Yeah. I just didn't do it. I just, everybody. It's funny when you say everybody.
Well, I assume
a lot of kids do.
Lisa,
right?
Did you shoplift when you were a kid ever?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's trouble.
Okay, so, 2 out of 5. So Stevie Vouch calls me up and he says, hey, I heard you talking about the shoplifting thing. How come you've never told the bicycle story? I said, well, you know, I'm not proud of that, but I'll tell you the story. Here's what happens. We're about 12 years old, and we're all into bicycles. We're at a bicycle club. We race bicycles, and we're riding like Huffies, okay? And these things, they weigh about 1,000 pounds.
Right.
You buy them at Toys R Us. They're like the worst, cheapest bikes in the world. And there was a bike store in Wheaton Plaza, the shopping center in Wheaton, Maryland,
right,
where they had a bicycle in the front window that had a price tag of about $600,
which back then is 6,000.
And the thing like had a titanium frame and it weighed like an ounce. You could walk in and actually pick the bicycle up with one hand.
Right.
Okay. This is how light the thing was. So we get this master plan. Now this is me and Stevie Vagina and Flame Donnelly and Doof and Moon Mullen and Shorty Kurt Lambert. We all decide what we're going to do. Oh, and I was reminded of my nickname, incidentally. Big Moose.
Big Moose.
Big Moose.
Okay, Big Moose.
So we come up with a plan. Now, pretty sophisticated for 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
We go to the store, and we stake it out. And we see that the bike is in the front window of the store.
Right.
Along with a bunch of other bicycles. And then behind the front showroom is a back area where they have more bicycles. And back behind that is a repair room. So what we did was, where they were fixing bikes, and there were two guys working in the shop at the time. It was very sophisticated for 12-year-olds. I just want to say this. That what we did was, we had one guy who was in a phone booth across the street.
Mm-hmm.
We had three guys in the back room, two guys in the front room, and one guy across the street on the telephone. So the guy on the telephone across the street, he rings up the bicycle shop, which brings one guy to the back room. So one guy's already out of the picture because he has to go all the way to the back,
right,
to the repair to answer the phone. So there's another guy in there. Mm-hmm. The two guys, the three guys that are in the middle room,
yeah,
what they do is they start getting on bicycles and riding them around the showroom.
Which you're not supposed to do.
Yeah, of course. So you got two guys in the store. What you've got is you've got the one guy who's in the back on the telephone with the kid at the phone booth outside.
Right.
You've got the other guy who's busy with the three kids that are riding the bikes in the middle showroom.
Sure.
In the meantime, the remaining two guys, of which I'm not proud to tell you, were me and Stevie Vagina.
Yeah, the real trigger men.
We pulled the bike right out of the window. And we get out of the store with it.
You ride out of the store.
We ride out of the store. So the problem is, though, as Stevie reminded me last night, when we all went, and then we went to a cemetery, because there's a cemetery on Aspen Hill Road.
Oh, that was your meeting location?
Yeah, that was where the spot we thought we'd all be safe. We got all
that was your safe house.
We got all the way to the cemetery, and we're standing around looking at this thing going, God damn, do you believe this? Oh, I can't believe we stole this bike. And then the problem came. Who's going to take it?
Right.
Right. Because we're so stupid. We steal this bike, and then we realize...
You're in the neighborhood.
Well, none of us can take the bike home. No, it's not that we're in the neighborhood. It's I can't go home with a $600 bike.
Your
My
parents.
Mom and dad are going to say where to come from.
Right.
No one can do it. So you know what we have to do? We have to come with up with a plot to re-put the bike back in the store. So what we did was, now we knew that the first scam would not work a second time.
Right.
That we couldn't send. But what we did was an opposite, since there were six of us.
Sure.
This time it was me on the telephone.
Yeah.
So I call the guy, and I'm like, oh...
Hello, I have a question about a...
He come down with something.
I have a question about a Shimano derailleur. Do you have the Shimano derailleur?
So we see the first guy go in the back and answer the telephone.
Yeah.
Then The one of the guys.
Have they realized in the store at this point that the bike's missing yet?
No, no.
This all happens quickly.
Within like 15 minutes. So Stevie Vagina, who was up with me up front, he goes to the middle part with the guy who originally made the call, Shorty Lambert, and what they do is they knock down, all the bikes are next to each other in a line, they knock down the bikes, and the bikes start falling down like dominoes.
It's
right?
Like in Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
So at this point, I'm on the phone with the guy in the back going, do you have a Shimano derailleur? And the two guys are in the middle pushing the bikes down, and the guy's running around and screaming, and two other guys, Flame Donnelly and Doofus, they wheel the bike back in the front.
Put it in the window?
Put it back in the window.
Incredible.
And we got away with it.
Seamless.
Wow. We stole it, and we brought it back.
Yeah, and technically, if it wasn't discovered stolen, then
you haven't committed a crime.
Right.
No, and we brought it back. And, we only brought it back because we stole it, and then we figured out, well, who's going to take it home? Well, no one can take it home.
Well, also, I was thinking, I mean, it's not like, you're traveling 10 cities over. You know, you would be riding your little juvenile delinquent bicycles around the town, and, as soon as it really went missing, they'd probably identify you pretty quickly.
Oh, you couldn't miss it. It was bright day-glow orange, an Italian-made bicycle. This thing was beautiful with the toe clips and the 20 speeds and the double derailleurs on it. And,
like a bike.
This sort of foreshadows your Porsche incident. When you got the Porsche in Los Angeles, but you couldn't bring it home because
That was just because I'm afraid of my wife.
Well, you were afraid of your parents.
I didn't steal the Porsche.
No, I said sort of.
I bought the Porsche.
I hope you're proud of yourself with that behavior. I speak for the unwashed masses on the other side of the fence. When I was a teenager, my bike was stolen.
Oh,
my bike was stolen. Hey, I got it back.
Did you lock it?
No.
Well, that's your fault.
that's right.
You gotta lock your bike up, Mike.
I didn't lock it. It's stolen out of my yard.
Stevie, Stevie Vagina suggested yesterday as we were reminiscing about
greatest bike I ever had too.
What was it?
Schwinn Orange Crate. Remember that?
No, what's that?
With the banana seat, the orange crate.
Oh, did it have the big
high-rise
handlebars on it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And then I got it back. The cops got it back. I think bike theft like that is pretty easy crime to crack.
Sure.
I think you would have been locked up pretty quick if you held onto that.
I'm positive I would have.
Grand larceny.
I'm positive, but Stevie Vagina dared me to tell the story today on the air. And in return, what I would like, if possible, before the holidays, I know all the guys still live in the area. I'd like to reunite the entire gang and bring them down to the show one day.
A reunion.
Yes.
I mean, in a real gang.
Yeah, I mean,
the street gang.
No, listen, we were
the mean
the Bloods.
We were.
Bring the Crips down here, Don.
We were the biggest pussified gang you're going to find in the world.
I loved it when you went down that angle, though. I didn't have two nickels to rub together. I didn't have shoes.
And the other shoplifting thing that happened to Stevie Vagina and I was that as a kid, we lived right across the street from a shopping center. People's drug. And
most unlucky shopping center in the world right there.
We got nailed one time. We got nailed. They had the movie theaters were there. And we climbed up and we changed the letters around on the marquee.
Now that is, I got the biggest laugh that I've ever gotten by somebody that did that. What did you change it to?
F-U-K. They didn't have a C, so we just put F-U-K.
You know, it's almost as funny as the drive-in down in Rhode Island that I saw when there was a movie about a killer octopus years ago that was playing called Tentacles, and somebody had rearranged the letters to make it testicles. It's the funniest damn thing I've ever seen in my life.
So that
quality.
So that one for rearranging the stuff, we got nailed for that. We got nailed for that by the local, not the rent-a-cop.
The constable.
The rent-a-cop, the guy who drives around the shopping center in his Toyota, he nailed us for that.
Oh, really? The security guard.
Yeah, so that was no problem. But then the real problem was that Stevie V and I went into this people's drug, and we would go in this people's drug store all the time, and we'd swipe bubble gum all the time. And one time we got nailed, and the manager called us over and said, listen, I know you guys come in here all the time and you swipe bubble gum. I know your faces, and I want to tell you something. You are never allowed in this store again.
Wow.
I swear to Christ, this is Jesus, you're never allowed in again. If you ever come in again, I'm going to call the police and tell them you shoplifted.
Right.
Now get out of here. So we left, and I'm thinking, whew, boy, did we dodge a big one.
Hey, Carol, listen, I've been doing the books today. We're out 8 cents. What's going on here?
The problem is, we live across the street from a grocery store and the drugstore, and my mother would say, go over to Peoples and pick up some cough syrup. So I would go, okay, and I would go to the Safeway instead and buy the stuff at Safeway. And it was never a problem until one time my mom said, you got to go to Peoples to pick up a prescription.
Oh, no.
It's right across the street. You got to go pick it up.
How long had it been since you were...
Like maybe a year.
Wow.
But I was still petrified. I didn't go in this Peoples drugstore for a year.
Wow.
Because I mean, every time I had a job to do, I would go to the Safeway.
Sure.
Or I would get on my bike and ride to a Peoples that was like 5 miles away just to get the stuff that had the Peoples brand on it. So my mom wouldn't know.
God.
So finally I had to come clean with her. That she said, go get the prescription. And I said, I can't. She said, why? I said, because I'm not allowed in the store. Why aren't you allowed in the store? Because Stevie Vouch and I shoplifted in there, and the guy said we couldn't come in the store anymore. So then how humiliating is this? My mother drives me over to the store, and we got to walk in the store with my mother. And she's got me by the arm, and she goes right back to the pharmacy thing where the evil manager is.
Right.
And she says, this is my son. I swear to God. The guy looks at me. He doesn't know me from Adam.
The guy was it the same guy that kicked
same
you
guy.
Out?
He doesn't even remember he kicked me out. I could have probably walked in the store the next day with no problem at all. But that was what... That,
well, what happened? I mean, he said, this is my son. And
then the guy said, yes. And my mom said, you have forbid him from coming into the store, and I want to apologize. That's not the way we brought him up. And he looked at me, and it was obvious he didn't have a clue.
Right.
So then I had to say, don't you remember you caught me stealing the Big Buddy? Remember those the bubble gums, the real, they were real long?
Right. Oh, you didn't. I'm figuring you're just reaching into the fishbowl and taking out a little, little bazooka.
No, we would swipe the Big Buddies. I said, remember we each had like 5 Big Buddies in our pocket? He's like, oh, yeah. Yes, I remember, and
right.
You're never allowed back in the store again. So I got a free pass, all that.
So he let you come back in the store.
He let me come back in the store.
Did you ever take any more bubble gum?
I would rather not answer.
Oh, God.
I would rather not answer.
Just couldn't help yourself.
It became a challenge.
I understand.
I love a challenge.
Right.
But that's behind me now. Those are the old days. And if Stevie V and Doof and Moon and Shorty and the other guys, Flame, they want to come down, I'd like to have them. Because we got tons of stories about all the crap.
Lock up the equipment.
All the crap we did when we were kids. Well, you know, listen, if that's the worst that you're going to do, I figure, what the hell?
Right.
You know, we're not out raping and pillaging. Oh, yeah, we swear. Wipe some bubble gum.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because you didn't.
You know, it just leads to bigger things like cars and stuff. It's just, I'm glad that counselor got to you at an early age.
I never stole a car.
And that's what it would have led to, until you moved to the nicer neighborhood.
Yeah. Mike, I can't help it. I lived in the ghetto.
I understand. You didn't have two nickels to rub together.
I lived in the ghetto on Norbeck Road in Rockville, Maryland. Man, go there sometime. It's a project.
Horrible.
It's a crack neighborhood, man.
Very, very difficult.
You go there now. Man, it's like the opening to the Jefferson. You go in there. Yeah. Or good times, rather. Good times is what I mean. That's what it's like.
Oh, my God.
Who am I kidding? You go there, and it's like it's McMansions on every corner.
Hi
like,
there.
In this neighborhood. Hi.
Welcome to our nice mowed lawns.
Hello. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay.
First time I called in. I love your show, guys.
Thank you.
Back in middle school, and since it worked so often, it carried on through high school. We go into the grocery store and...
I knew this was going to happen.
Looking for some alcoholic beverages, what we do is we get a cart, fill it up with some food that we wouldn't buy, of course. Get like a 12-pack of Coke, a 12-pack of Sprite, and then go down through the beer aisle and get like a 12 of Heineken, 12 of Miller Lite. We'd empty out the Coke from the Coke can on the bottom, or the boxes, and then we'd replace the boxes with the beer, and then tape up the bottom of the boxes.
Sure.
And then
that is so elaborate. How the hell do you pull this off in a grocery store?
Are you kidding me? Come on. It's easier than you think.
I used to see it all the time in college.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's a pretty good one.
It works. Anyway, guys, love the show. And Rob.
Yeah.
I love you, buddy.
I love you, too. I don't know what that means, but this was real common. Is in college, people would get like a 6-pack carrier for Miller Lite and fill it with Heineken bottles. And so you go through and you're scanning, and you'd scan Miller Lite at $3.29.
Right.
And it's an $8 6-pack. Why is this Heineken carrier full of Miller beer?
Hello, Donna.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Donna Mike Show Crime Primer Show.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Take notes.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
I can barely hear you. But anyway, when I was in high school, I worked at a supermarket, and it was a psycho manager that worked there. And if he caught any kids shoplifting, he would make them take off their shoes and socks and put them in the frozen food freezer.
Oh,
about four,
geez.
You know, about 5-10 minutes, and they come out screaming. They'd never come back in the store.
That's pretty funny. That is cold, cold, cold.
I bet they didn't steal it yet.
Hello, Don of Mike Show. Hello, man, that's cold.
That is cold.
Hello, Don of Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if you can get the crew together. I got a bike that I want to get out in Fairfax.
Well, listen, those days are behind me,
my
friend.
Come on, man. Look out for it, brother.
No,
I'm in the ghetto, too.
those days are behind me. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah. Yeah, hi. Who's this?
This is Mark down in Virginia.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, I got busted shoplifting when I was 8 years old one time. They had that Scared Straight program. Got arrested.
When you're eight? Oh, come on. You wouldn't get arrested when you're 8 years old.
8 years old, got booked, mugshot the whole world.
Oh, you're so lying.
Nah, he's a liar. He's a criminal.
Arch criminal. It was in Utah.
Oh, come on, please.
Well, no, in Utah, they probably do.
Allegedly saying that this is a true story, which I don't believe. What did you steal?
It was stealing bubble gum, just like that.
Oh, get out of here.
I'm telling you.
Oh, come on. Shut up. They arrested you for stealing bubble gum.
And he went to the Scared Straight program, an eight-year-old boy.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
How you doing? Now, Don, you seem to have this cathartic effect on people. Just, you know, you admit to nicking some bubble gum, and now people are basically calling in, venting their souls. Has anybody called in on an unsolved homicide like this?
Stay tuned.
I don't know. It's my gift, sir. I can't help it. It's my gift.
I don't know. I mean, you might want to start, like, you know, Don's Wednesday confessional.
Yeah, where you basically confess to something, and then everybody else can purge their...
I noticed that.
It does help.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I mean, I think I'm almost out.
Is there any vacant lots in your old neighborhood that you used to dig up?
We gotta dump out of that. You can't say it this way. You said for S's and grins. If you remind me... Next Wednesday on the show, I will tell you about the... And Rob, write a post-it.
All right.
About, and I'll get my brother on the phone for this one.
Oh, no.
About what my brother and I did one time with a pack of matches.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
My God.
It was awful. That was bad. This was really bad.
Did anybody's house get burned up?
No. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, looking out for Buzz. You forgot to introduce Buzz.
Oh, of course, there he is, everybody.
Hi, Buzz. Fellow shoplifter, Buzz Burbank.
America's friend, Buzz Hi. Burbank.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Morning.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks. Just wanted to call and just thank you guys for one of the funniest bits I think I've ever heard in my life yesterday with the Cleo psychic. Oh, my God, that was hilarious. I was going to have a heart attack laughing at you.
Oh, well,
but
nice.
At the same time... Is Buzz just the master or what?
Yeah, I think you got to hear a little bit of the Buzz seduction technique yesterday.
Yeah,
with the Miss Cleo lady.
To sit at the feet of the master, the man is amazing.
Yeah, it didn't work, though. I didn't get results. Don got results.
No. I got the results after you softened her up.
Oh, you think that's it?
Yeah, okay. I'm positive.
Thanks for the credit.
You spent about 10 minutes just priming that baby, and then when you got back to me, she was ready to give up the information.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, my friend.
Call now for a free reading.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, what's up? This is Fox.
Hey, Fox.
All right.
Tell me, you're going to be talking about bubblegum.
Huh?
Ah, forget it.
What are we going to do for you, Fox?
Yeah, we used to shoplift at this store, and we used to shoplift beer. So we used to buy one and shoplift one.
Huh? Wait, hold on. You would buy one beer and you'd shoplift another one.
Right. Me and my buddies. Had to get our money back.
Oh. Wow.
What kind of store buys back beer?
Hey. We just told them that's not the one our mother wanted.
Did it ever work?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
But somewhere down the line, there was somebody got that other bottle of beer.
This is not the best beer I've ever had.
My God.
Virginia law prohibits the returning of beer now or any alcoholic beverage.
Oh, really? Oh, boy, that's skunky.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Guy, where was the bike shop in Wheaton Plaza?
You know where there was the JCPenney's?
Yeah.
Okay, down by that end. There was a sporting goods store next to that, and right next to that was a bicycle store.
Yeah, it was like Wheaton Sports Center or something like that.
Yeah, and I'm talking, this is like I was 12 years old, so this is like 1970.
Yeah, because I got in trouble going into the Montgomery Wards. Remember the Wards?
Sure.
Well, a couple of buddies of mine were hanging out in like the ninth grade. We were drinking and all, and we decided we needed some cigars. So they wanted to go into Wards to steal a pack of cigars. And I said, boys, it ain't worth it. I don't care what you get, it ain't worth it. So I stayed outside. This was back when Wheaton was open. And I waited for about an hour. And I'm waiting. Finally, I said, well, I'm going to go in and check them out. So I walk over by the security office, and they look out at me, and they go, well, the knife that I had, I got from Mike Sissel, and he's sitting right there. So the security people ran me down.
Wait, hold on. We have a knife? Hold on. You went from cigars to a knife.
Yeah, well, what happened was we were at a party the night before, and I found a knife at a party.
This is like, seriously? I mean, this is a grown man we're talking to.
No, this could be a kid.
This could be a kid that's confessing to his parents right now. Tell us about the knife.
Yeah, you were in ninth grade. So I let my buddy the knife because it was cool. Hey, can I carry the knife for a while? I'm like, hey, it ain't mine.
Let me find out. How does the knife work out to your friends in the Montgomery Ward? Why was the knife mentioned?
Because they searched them when they were they got caught stealing the cigars.
And they searched them and found a knife.
And they said, well, that's not my knife. That's my buddy's knife.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, yeah, well, your buddy's not here. And they looked out the security office. Oh, yeah, he's standing right there.
What kind of knife was it that they made such a...
It was a switchblade knife.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God. All right.
We had found it apart.
Listen, I just want to say, you give shoplifting a bad name.
Yeah. Right? It was a smart guy knife.
Okay, you're not a nice shoplifter like
that. Had the initials DA inscribed on it.
Hello. Don and Mike, last call. We got a break. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
I was ordered a barbecue grill from Home Depot.
Yeah?
And they made me wait so long before they brought it out. I was so mad, I just walked right out of the store with it, put it in my truck.
Now we're not talking about a kid here, are we?
So you just did
we're
this...
We're graduating now to adults.
You just did this recently?
It was last year. Steak still tastes better than any grill I ever bought.
So wait a minute, hold on.
Is it a gas grill?
Yeah, propane gas grill.
So you're waiting in... hold on, run this by me again. You're waiting in line at Home Depot to buy a grill.
Yeah.
And they didn't serve you?
No, they made me wait for like an hour.
So what
and
did
I
you...
I was steaming. I was so mad that I thought, you know, they wasted all my time. I'm just walk right out of here with this thing.
You know, let's really analyze this a little bit.
Good.
All right,
yes.
We're talking... They made me wait an hour. Like a checkout line?
Up at the service desk.
You were waiting for them to assemble it?
I don't know what took them so long.
Uh-huh. Wait a minute. You're waiting to have the gas grill that you bought assembled.
What preceded the theft?
The Inquisition.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something more.
No. Hold on. We're still trying to figure out if this is a true story that you stole a grill from Home Depot.
Sit down, son.
Outline your day.
I think they owed it to me for making me wait an hour.
Of course. So wait a minute. Hold on. But
if you're waiting to have it assembled, then an hour would not be a big deal.
No, it was already in the back. I mean, they're already.
Well, hold on, if it was in the back, how did you steal it?
They rolled it out and gave it to me.
And then
I looked at the checkout line. The checkout line was long, and there was the door was there, and I just
okay. You know what? Now
so what the deal is? You wanted it.
The line was too long.
You're trying to justify, like, Home Depot for making you wait.
That's why
you stole it.
The guy had to wait, probably, and I don't doubt, I've been to Home Depot, you got to wait for him to put something together.
Right.
The guy waits an hour, they wheel out his grill, and he
looks at the checkout line, it's already been an hour, it's like, I'm not going to hassle with this,
so
and he goes out into the parking lot.
He just walks out with it.
They owed you.
Exactly.
They owed you, didn't they, sir?
Yeah.
Larceny due to inconvenience.
Stewards, anger counseling.
All right, my friend.
Well, real quick. I worked in a pizza shop.
Yes.
When I was in the Marines.
Of course.
And I was broke, so I needed extra money. When somebody would order a large pizza with everything on it, I would ring up a large plain pizza. Plain pizza was like $3. Supreme was like $7. $4 right in my pocket.
All right.
Yeah, very good.
You're sharp.
All right.
Have you ever been arrested?
Let me think.
Just a few DWIs.
Okay. All right, get out of here.
Thank you for your service to our country.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, citizen.
And the calls kept coming.
Goodbye. All right, listen. Oh, Christ, I don't know how we got on that. You know, I should never have mentioned the thing with Stevie Vagina. Here's who's here already for the contest today. Eric, who's going to eat an unlimited amount of night crawlers. Rich, who's going to eat 300 shrimp. The guy and his dog are driving around the block trying to find a parking spot.
Okay.
The guy who's taking the train up, who's going to have his naked girlfriend eat the Tootsie Roll out of his bad place.
Right.
The train's about an hour away.
Okay.
The guy who's going to eat the cat food is here.
Okay. Oh.
And the guy who's going to eat anything that falls on the floor is here.
Yay. He's here, too.
Yeah.
All right.
So we got a bunch of people that are here for the What Would You Do for the Mercedes-Benz Key contest.
Fantastic.
We will start that momentarily. I know that yesterday we had some discussion on the show about Craig Wilson. We will read his column and give it all the glory that it so rightly deserves.
Very exciting.
And we got a Playboy, the Penthouse Pet of the Year coming
bite
in here.
Bite your tongue, Penthouse song.
The Penthouse Pet of the Year coming in.
Yikes.
We got to start today's show with a call 100, though. It's good luck for you. 100th dialer at 877-365-3636 in New York, 877-692-1027.
All right, Moose.
The, okay, Bone. Call 100. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, it's a funny kind of a thing, but, you know, I feel better after I got all that off my chest. I feel like a load. A load is off my shoulders. You're good. Doc, thank you.
Mr. Beatty, I didn't do anything.
Oh, you did something.
No, I did nothing.
You did something?
I didn't.
The load? Gone. Where is it? Don't know. You're good. Nah. You're good, Doc. You're good. I'm going to be getting in touch with you.
Don't, please.
Oh, just one more thing. If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you, you understand?
Could we define fag? Because some feelings may come up.
I'm a fag, you die.
Got it?
Got it, sir.
Now, tone down 20% for your listening pleasure. The Don and Mike Show.
I almost forgot. Hot fighting balls tonight.
Yeah, the balls are going to be in action.
Balls! Don and Mike gutter ball action tonight. Hey, Rummy, I lost a piece of paper. I know we're bowling against the gutter punks.
I know it's in Elmwood Park, New Jersey.
Route 46?
Maybe Route 48.
Oh, 46 is right.
Parkway Lanes on Route 46.
The gutter punks against the gutter balls.
And that is at Elmwood Park, New Jersey. And we will be bowling against the Gutter Punks tonight, 9 p.m. start time.
Right.
Love to see you out there tonight for some hot gutter ball action.
We're going to win tonight.
Yeah, I think we're going to kick some ass tonight. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Yeah, who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, listen to the excitement. Mike, you know what? Mike O'Mara is who I'm talking to now. This is the magic of live radio.
I know it is. It's exciting. Listen to his voice.
Mike, where are you from?
New York.
Call 100. What, do we just wake you up, Mike, or what?
No.
Bud, what's your problem?
All right, Mike, you've won $40 worth of Elvis scratch-off lottery tickets.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's right. Courtesy of the Virginia Lottery.
Really?
Top prize of $20,000. It's sure to get you all shook up.
But, guys, I've never won anything in my life before.
Well, now you're throwing in some sarcasm. That's good. Are you happy or not?
No, I really haven't.
All right, well, then let this be a good first prize for you. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, listen, you guys are great. I love you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Johnny Benadryl.
Hold on just a second.
He's up. He's down.
So, the Playmate's not here yet.
Not Playmate, Don. Pet.
Pet. The pet is not here yet.
They're going to kill you if you keep doing that.
The guys are here to start the contest. We're all set. Did we cover Lisa's birthday party last night?
No, not at all.
Well, suffice to say, everybody got S-faced.
A little.
Not as bad as in previous get-togethers, though.
No, it could have been. It could have been over the top, but it really wasn't. There was a lot of moving around. You know, a lot of cigar breaks for you, and then someone would come back to the table, and then two people would leave the table, and the core of the table was your wife, Rob, and myself, that we basically hung out for the entire evening together. We never moved.
No.
We never moved our location. We got to know Frida better than we ever could have possibly imagined.
We explored her.
We did.
Wow. She was plenty bummed. She told me when she woke up this morning, she thought she was still drunk.
Really?
Yeah, because she had, I think, maybe 4 Cosmopolitans last night.
I think Laura had 3, and when she woke up, she said, I feel fantastic, and that's frightening.
Wow. I was not near any of my world record drunks. I know that Rummy was plenty drunk last night. No, don't give me the so-so thing.
She was at the time where she was going away to have a cigarette, and she said, I'd like to have a Cosmopolitan waiting for me when I got back.
Well, Rummy and Nick and Lee and Laura and myself went out to, after you guys all went home, we went out. We went down to hear an Irish folk singer who was, fancied himself to be a young Bono in this club and just heckled the guy. And he was, I was on... I play some blues. Come on, play some blues right now. Right now.
That's great. Because you know, we love being heckled when we're out somewhere.
Well, it wasn't heckling as much as it was requesting the blues in a very aggressive manner.
Urging him.
Yeah.
And, Rummy, I believe you said 4 or 5 times at dinner last night that you were going to fornicate with your boyfriend, Nick. Did the fornication happen?
A lady doesn't.
Oh, come on, you're not a lady.
Lady doesn't get it.
What'd you say?
You're not a lady, you're one of the guys.
That's right, man.
Did, listen.
She lost her voice halfway through the evening.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you want an indication of how Rummy's evening went.
Okay, but in my defense, I did go to the doctor on Monday after you guys got on the train. I hadn't been feeling well. Sunday at work, I started not to feel so good.
Maybe you're pregnant.
Don't get me started with that again, please.
Did you use protection last night?
Yes.
Real protection or just the Catholic method?
Real protection.
Real protection. A rubber? Or was it the IUD?
Your only 2 choices.
That's it.
Or the pill. Are you on the pill?
Yes.
Oh, you're on the pill. Oh,
thank
God. Surprised you didn't know that.
Okay.
And a condom. Yeah.
Everyone knew that. I used the prophylactic bag myself.
You're on the pill and Nick uses a condom?
That's right.
Okay, very good.
That's terrific. Smart.
So how was the... Because I only mentioned it because you made a point at dinner more than one occasion. Look at your joyous NSYNC-like boy toy who is sitting next to you going, we're gonna fornicate tonight. We're gonna fornicate tonight.
I had a good time with Nick last night. I had a really good time with Nick. Nick and I bonded a little bit. It's the musician thing. Just a couple of drummers talking together, and that's it.
Or maybe it's the dumb thing.
Yeah, because I'm so scary stupid.
Hey. Stop.
Stop. Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, there's a good day to you, ma'am.
Good day.
Good day to you.
Nick and I bonded. It's the male beauty thing.
Right.
Good day to you, sir. Good day to you. Goodbye.
It was a festive evening, though. It was a very fun time.
Yes.
A good time was had by all.
Yeah, for me, the only scary moment was when, at one point, I got up from the dinner table to go out to the bar area to have a cigar.
Right.
And I got out there, and it was like... Snoop Doggy Dog was having a convention out there because in the outer bar area of the restaurant, there were all these brothers, and they all had on the hoods.
Yeah.
You know, they had, like, the winter clothes on with the hoods, and they all had on, like, the leather jackets.
Sure.
And they were doing the thing, the handshakes, the back to forth, and everybody got the cell phones, and I was dressed like I'm dressed today.
Hi there.
You know, with a white guy sweater vest on and my...
Mr. Holland's opus.
Yeah, right. Mr. Holland's anus. I walk in, and I finally walked up to a table. I said, hey, you dudes, I realize right away that's a mistake. You dudes mind if I sit down? And they go, no, brother, have a seat.
There you go.
So I didn't feel too out of place because I didn't say a word to them.
Right.
They sat there and continued with their conversations while I just sat oblivious. And at one point they had a game on last. I think Duke was playing or something. I said, wow, that's a hell of a game. And they didn't say anything. They just
crickets.
They all
and your eyes like look around back like somebody's going to acknowledge you.
Right.
They all just sat there. And then Lisa came back to have a cigarette.
Right.
And Laura, your wife, came back to have a cigarette.
Right.
And as soon as that happened, it was like the parting of the Red Sea.
Ah, very good.
When they all got up for the ladies to have a seat.
Sure.
And that's when they wanted to converse.
That's
when it was like, well, hello. Oh, you're fine. What's your name? And one of them actually said to me, standing, looking at Lisa, one of these guys says, what are you doing with him? What is a fine woman like you doing with him?
Really?
And I'm sitting right
there, and so you could hear it.
And you know what she said? Oh, he's my boss.
Oh, yeah. God.
Hey, thank you.
So you're feeling pretty good about it. I didn't know this was going on. Yes. Oh, I was back at the table.
Right, you were back at the boring table.
I thoroughly enjoyed sitting between Frida and Laura last night.
Do I get credit for the seating arrangement last night?
That was fantastic. Yeah.
Thank you.
It was fun.
Thank you very much.
Worked out beyond fine.
It did. And you get credit for, like, we had an extra place setting, and that was going to screw up the whole rhythm of the evening, and you blew that out of there so that we all could snuggle in together.
Right. And Rob and I were able to share.
Yes, we were.
Many of our painful moments together.
I thought you were on your very good behavior, though, really. It appeared that way, yes.
You didn't catch a...
Oh, that was the one moment. Yeah.
I mean, we had a couple...
said something extremely loud that I don't think... I'm not even sure at this moment. I can't discuss it on the air. I will discuss it with you in private. But I'm not even sure you know that that is as offensive as it was and
how
loud it was.
Write it down.
Because it is known. Give me that Sharpie, will you, Buzz?
All right. Is something I said? Did I say it to Rob? Or did
at the top of your lungs, like in your total stage whisper. Not anything that's like a real slur, no. But something that could be taken the wrong way in that particular room. When you said that at the top of your lungs.
I don't think that would have offended anyone about that.
No way.
I'll tell you what was great last night is our encounter with Jay.
Right.
As a lot of people know, I think the Palm, their trademark is they have pictures of frequent customers and famous people on the wall, and some dick comes up and says, "Would you look at that?"
And he's talking to his friend, and they're practically bumping into one another as he's pointing to his picture on the wall, and I look up and I match the guy's face with this caricature that they have up on the wall, and then I turn around to the guy, this is the oldest trick in the book, and I go, Jay, Mike O'Mara. And he looks at me and he gives me one of the... Hey, how you doing?
And then he said,
did you see my picture on the wall?
And Mike says, it's good to see you. And then it just totally floored him. He says, it's nice to be seen.
He didn't, you know, but he had to be polite.
Didn't he say, here I am?
That's right, here I am.
Here I am. And he points to it. I said, hey, good to see you. He goes, yeah, take care. And he goes walking off. It was a great moment.
It was fun.
Jag off. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
I'm on the air?
Yeah, right.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey, the name of the pet that you guys are having on, what's his name, like Melissa Mason or something like that?
I don't know her name. Why is that?
No, because she was on Howard this morning.
Well, we talked about that.
She was doing some freaky stuff this morning, so y'all should try to do something.
You know, we don't mind taking sloppy seconds if it's for a penthouse pet.
She was doing a lot of freaky stuff, so I'm saying y'all should get her to do something freaky, you know what I mean?
Now, when you say freaky stuff, what are you talking about?
Well, she was getting naked and kissing her girl and, like, you know, just... Do some cool stuff, some good radio stuff.
Mm. Yeah, really. Sounds like really groundbreaking stuff to have a penthouse pet and have her get naked and kiss another girl. I think we'll rip that one off.
I'm saying it's entertaining, though.
You mind if we steal that?
Yeah, I think we'll steal that. Someone call Big Bird and tell him we're going to steal that bit from him.
Done.
To have a penthouse pet in here and have her get naked and kiss another girl.
Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to it.
It's entertaining for, you know, lonely guys like myself sitting here at work.
Well, we were aware of the fact that, you know, we were going to...
All right, you guys are great.
All right, thank you, my friend. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I think this man is great.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
He's focused.
Hello.
Hello, Don, Mike. How are you?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, did I hear correctly that Ken didn't give you any answer on the Philadelphia thing?
Right.
Nope, he's stonewalling us till Friday.
Till Friday.
Yeah.
Well, I think, if he wouldn't come into the booth to talk to you about it, I think you need to take the booth to him to talk about it.
The booth.
Okay, that's what we'll do. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. I love it when people really get the business, when they really understand the business. That what we'll do is we'll just take the control board and all of the microphones. We'll take the booth. We'll just take it down the hall to Ken's office.
It's easy. thank you. Sorry. There you go.
And, you know, we're getting tons of instant feedback here about this girl being on Big Bird show today, which is all right, I guess. But, well, now I'm ready. Big Bird was going off on JFK FM today.
Really?
Our DC station.
No,
I don't know. I don't know what's up with that.
Who knows?
I don't know. Just advice from me to you guys at the other radio station over there. Just concentrate on doing a good show.
Very good.
Don't worry about the other disc jockeys. Just concentrate on doing a good show.
Excellent.
Okay.
Good advice.
You know, that's what they, and incidentally, when you're talking about that radio station, K-Rock, and you're talking about a sinking ship, think about what they did in Titanic.
Right.
You know, if only they would have spent less time trying to jump off and maybe trying to move the ship out of the way of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because that radio station, that is like the freaking Titanic of radio stations. I mean, it's going, that is going down more than Megan Mason.
That is going down.
It's going. Where's it going down to?
It's going right down to Chinatown.
Right down to Chinatown.
I will bring them down. I will bring them down to Chinatown.
All right, so yesterday on the show, we mentioned, you know, that we wanted to have an interview with this guy from USA Today, Craig Wilson, because we read his column just about every week on the show now.
Yes.
It had been a guilty pleasure, something Mike and I had done up in the office just for goofs with Rob A. And we started reading it on the air, and it's pretty funny, because the guy's, he's a homo, and he's out. And so we wanted to have him on yesterday because we figured it would be a real awkward type moment that at some point we'd have to tell him that we read his columns on the air and that we lisp when we read his columns. And he was on hold while we were soliciting calls for the What Would You Do show. And his quote to Rob was,
I don't have time for this crap, or I don't want to be involved with this crap. It was something to that effect.
So anyway, we now present today's final word by Craig Wilson on the front page of the Life section of USA Today. Now, is it a good one or a bad one? Or
I liked it. I think it's nice.
Okay. And all we do is read it as written.
I think we can read anything he writes, Don.
The cover of the December issue of Health and Garden shows a perfect family trimming the perfect Christmas tree.
Perfect ornaments are hanging from every perfect bow. And as far as I can tell, the perfect family is not only happy and content, but also still speaking.
Obviously, this photo has been doctored. Either that or the perfect family has been into the spiked eggnog a little early in the season.
Oh, dear.
Many families I know, and certainly my own memories prove this true, cannot decorate a Christmas tree and still be talking by the time the treetop angel's finally put in place.
Our family drama would begin shortly after my father and I would drag the tree in. We would often cut our tree down on the farm, selected from a grove of evergreens surrounding the pond. The pickings were sometimes slim. Actually, they were always slab.
This was long before the days of the perfectly shaped Christmas tree in every window. So an occasional branch sticking out here and there didn't strike us as anything odd. It just was.
And that huge hole in the tree's side?
Oh, yes.
I'm thinking about the story we had earlier this week.
Right.
Well, that was just a decorating challenge to be filled with as many outrageous ornaments and miles of garland as needed.
I was blinded by the bright lights of Christmas.
Spy report.
When I look at photos of our Christmases past, I can see that some of our trees were indeed downright ugly. Charlie Brown had nothing on the Wilsons of rural Route 1.
Come on. Homos are funny, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
Come on. They're funny. There's a funny column. None of this was lost on my mother, who would comment on the tree's attributes, or lack thereof, as soon as it was upright in our living room.
This might just be the ugliest tree you boys ever dragged in, she said one year, when our selection happened to have three tops.
We hadn't even noticed.
Such remarks would send my father into, this is a perfectly fine tree. That would be his retort. All we have to do is get some lights and ornaments on it, and it'll be beautiful, he'd say.
He was right, of course. I'm a firm believer that, like Bride, there really is no such thing as an ugly Christmas tree. Some just have more personality than others.
It was all downhill from there. My brother and I would tussle over who got to hang the best ornaments.
Oh.
And when it came time to put on the tinsel, it became all-out war.
He was a one-strand-at-a-time tinsel hanger. Took him forever. I threw the silver strands with abandon, woo, and clumps would soon appear on every bow.
Oh,
a sight that sent my brother around the bend. He followed behind, re-hanging each strand.
You might want to reread that last sentence there, Don. Give it a little more dramatic impact.
He followed behind. A followed behind. Spy report.
Spy report.
Rehanging each strand.
In retrospect, I might have been doing it on purpose. I don't know. When I finally go into therapy, I'll ask.
Oh. Reports are that Christmas tree sales will be very brisk this year. According to the National Christmas Tree Association, Americans like to gather around the old Tannenbaum during times of crisis. There are even reports that we're so into Christmas trees this year, many homes will have two or three or more.
As if this country hasn't had enough trouble this year.
Spy report.
Spy report.
That's the Craig Wilson column for today. You know, not the gayest one ever.
No, not at all, no. But, you know, see, when you get into that tinsel and the hanging bows and a hole in the tree.
And tussling over the best ornaments.
Let's tussle.
And chasing your brother around.
That's right.
No. You're throwing it on. It's not orderly. I like it one strand at a time.
Follow behind me and rehang each strand.
Spy report.
Spy report. Thank you, Craig. The final word.
Can you imagine his poor mom?
Yeah.
Those three, the boy and the two halfway. Yeah, mom just bombed out of her mind.
It would be tree decorating night. I would slip into my sailor suit.
That might be the ugliest tree you've ever brought home.
Mother.
You little idiot.
Mother's drinking again. But mother, think of happy times. You remember when I was the decorating committee chairman for the high school prom?
I hate you and your brother.
Mom, we're going to perform the Nutcracker for you again.
Put on your sailor suit, I'll bet.
Absolutely, and put the little red circles on each cheek.
You disappoint me. Always.
Well, that is Craig Wilson today from USA Today.
Mom's into the nog again.
We're not able to secure our exclusive interview with him yesterday.
Yeah, I'm afraid that'll never be.
Hello. Hey, man. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
What's the deal with the spy report thing, man? Why are you ripping up Ron and Fez?
Oh, no, it's not a ripoff. It's a tribute.
It's actually a statement of love.
Hello? But that's okay. Just hang up.
Then he left.
Don't bother to hear our answer.
Oh, man. My spy report says that guy was the dumbass.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great.
I just wanted to ask Don and Mike if they think that this Craig Wilson guy happens to look like Jiminy Glick.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah. You know, I find myself when I'm reading that I'm turning into Jiminy Glick a little bit.
You ever do that with your hanging bows?
You loved him in Braveheart. Here he is, Mr. Tom Hanks.
Mr. Tom Hanks, do you ever have a real problem?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I need to ask Don and Mike a question.
Yeah, we're here. Go ahead and ask us.
Is this them right now?
Yeah, this is us right now. You're speaking with us.
We're on the air.
Okay, hey. Yeah. I got this. My wife and I found a balloon in our front yard.
Yeah?
With a blue bag attached to it. There were two balloons, a red one and a yellow one.
Yes?
And it says on the balloon, the one, it's almost deflated. It says, I don't know if this is some kind of hoax or what. It says, if you have caught this balloon, then you have won the Don and Mike contest. On the other side of the balloon, it says, to claim your prize, call this number.
What's the number?
But I called that number, and they keep
hanging
it up.
Sir? Hello?
I mean, we did do a balloon contest like 5 years ago.
It wasn't red and blue balloons.
What is the number, sir?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, what's the phone number?
The phone number that's on the balloon is 202-432-106.7. It says, call on Wednesday the 28th, 2001. That's
no.
What it says on
You're
the
lying.
Blue bag.
You're lying. We did do a contest about 5 years ago where we did send balloons up into the air that had the station's hotline on them.
Love dolls.
No, this one says, it says to call on the 28th of 2001. It has all these little goofy prize things
no,
in here.
No, but that date wouldn't have been
no,
on.
No, we wouldn't have done
rose.
That. We wouldn't do that Wednesday of 2001.
One of those little squeeze keychains, like a little pig with little butt sticks on.
Does anybody understand what you're talking about?
I know what you're talking about with the little pig.
Where are y'all located at right now? Are you in Virginia?
Today we're in New York.
Hello?
Stunned silence.
I'm still here.
Yeah, okay, and so are we. Hello?
I can barely hear you all.
We're trying to decipher this, sir. We're trying to figure this out.
Well, DA, just let me tell you that we've not sent out any balloons for prizes on this show.
Hello?
Well, this must be some kind of hoax, I guess.
Must be a hoax.
Or anthrax.
Yes, right. Or
or anthrax.
Pardon me?
A hoax or anthrax.
Maybe one of their friends over here in Wheaton decided to play a little trick on them.
Ha, ha, ha.
Maybe one of whose friends?
Well, they were talking about how he used to be around.
Are you talking? Hey, sir, are you talking about us? Because you're talking to us right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm trying to figure out what's going on with his balloon and bag.
It's you're a dumbass. I told you we're not doing a balloon contest.
Right.
And you're talking to us right now, and then you say maybe one of their friends. Whose friends? Don and Mike's friends?
No. No, I grew up in the Wheaton Silver Spring area, though.
So what? Come on.
I can barely hear y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, please. You can hear us perfectly.
No, I can't. I can barely hear this.
Well, then how come you're answering at me every time I say you can hear us perfectly?
It's faint, though.
It's faint.
It's faint. Well, see if you can hear this. F you!
Have a nice day.
Right. You too.
God. Dumbass.
You know, and he was making the whole damn thing up.
Too, yeah.
Which really sucks.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
God, what a D.A. that guy was.
Yeah, King D.A.
Key D.A.
K.D.A.
I don't think you guys should be hating on Craig Wilson too much, because after all, he's just people.
Just people.
Just people.
Hey, no, we have to say it. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, sure.
And there's certainly nothing wrong with us reading that column.
No, we're not hating on him in the least.
Have you noticed how much fun it is?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I'd just like to say that's another great example of inbreeding at its finest.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, no kidding.
Have a good one.
All right, thank you, my friend. I know, we got a break, Robbie. When we come back, here's what we're going to do. Rummy, you with me? You got your ears on? Okay. We're going to start the contest. We're going to bring in the first contestant, and then after we have the first contestant, we're going to bring in the penthouse pet. So it's all going to be rolling out at once.
And I like it when you communicate to her with CB talk.
Yeah.
Got your ears on, Rummy?
Hey, Ruffin Ducky.
That little crippled boy. Hello? This is Teddy Bear.
We got a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cletus, what are you beating your gums about?
Anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's right. National number 877-365-3636. New York, your hotline 877-692-1027.
Making a daily commitment in the eyes of God. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, we're trying. Hot gutterball action tonight. Don and my gutterballs are a world-class bowling team. We're going to be taking on the Gutter Punks tonight. Parkway Lanes in Elmwood Park, New Jersey. That's on Route 46.
Elmwood!
We'll be there starting at 9 tonight. Love to see you. I got to read this, and then we'll start the contest and also bring in the Penthouse Pet of the Year.
Very good.
On Friday on the Don and Mike Show, you can win an iPod, an iBook. Put your entire music collection in your pocket with Apple's revolutionary new iPod, the first MP3 player to pack a mind-blowing 1,000 songs and a 10-hour battery into an incredible compact package.
Wow.
iPod, 1,000 songs in your pocket. Don't steal music. Visit your local Apple store at Tyson's Corner. Go to apple.com. Today, we give that away on Friday's episode.
All right.
That's a nice high item ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of stuff we normally do not get for this show.
It's a high ticket item, too.
What did I say?
A high item ticket.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Okay.
There's a lot going on in here today.
What's the song you guys just played into the break? I mean, into coming back from the show.
That's Tenderness by General Public.
Thanks very much.
All right, you're very welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Enjoy.
It's an eclectic mix that I work out.
It is.
You know, and you, I like
do you like General Public?
Do you like General Public? Their early work, but it has a nice professional sheen of consummate professionalism.
Spy Report.
It's still going back to that.
Hello, Don. Oops.
Do you like General Public?
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello. Hey, Robbie, who gave you the white devil t-shirt?
Well, it's not mine. Oh. It was just here when
wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, it's yours.
Hello.
Danny.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's going on, man? First of all, I love you guys, man. You ever get canceled in New York, I swear I'm moving.
Thank you. Well, get the van ready.
So are we.
what can we do for you?
Yeah, just got a quick something to say about the shoplifting thing before.
Yeah.
When I was about, I guess about 7th or 8th grade, me and my friend we used to, of course, spend our lunch money on cigarettes. And Buzz will sympathize with me here. We had no money for pot. So what we used to do was go into the Grand Union next door to the high school,
Take
cases of soda, go straight into the back, and put full cans of soda into the deposit machine, and get a nickel back for each can.
So you could buy your marijuana.
Yeah. Well, nevertheless, this took a long time at a nickel a can, so about maybe 4 or 5 cases into it, soda starts coming out of the bottom of the machine.
Two great crimes that work great together. Just wrong. What grade are you in now? Yeah, what grade are you in now?
I'm 24 now.
You're 24 now.
All right, still valuable.
A lot of bad things since then.
Valuable advice for the youngsters of today.
You can't
afford a bag of weed, kids?
Yeah, just do it a nickel at a time.
Just go to Grand Union. Get yourself some grape soda. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike. Hey, yeah. Guys, hey. How you doing? Hey. First time caller.
Thanks.
Listen, going back real quickly, as the previous caller just did with the shoplifting thing.
Yeah.
I was a kid. I was about 12 years old. Now, I'm going to make matters worse. My old man was a cop at the time.
Listen, I just want to say, that's not good.
Well, but he's rebelling
about it.
He's probably rebelling against his old man.
Yeah, but that's not good if you're shoplifting, your dad's a cop. I got to think, you get nailed, your dad beat your ass.
Oh, man, you have no idea the worst of it yet. I get nailed. I come home, and I think it was a 3-cent pack of 5-stick gum, Wrigley's gum at the time. You know, they were real cheap, but right. I'm about your age. Got home, and I'm chewing gum. I had no idea what even popped in my father to ask me where I got the gum from, but he knew I didn't have any money to be able to get it, and he knew I just came home from the center. So he kind of pieced it together, and I couldn't lie to him. I told him the truth. Well, he was working to make things even worse. He took me back down in the squad car to the pharmacy.
Oh, man.
Walked in hand, brought me to the owner who he knew personally. Long story short, I ended up working for a full day for free for the guy. When I got home, I got a beating. Now, you have any idea what it's like with an old world Italian cop? The gun holster gets stripped. Wide leather with the, at that time.
Oh man.
Top iron thing.
Did you ever steal again?
I'm 41 years old now. I just went into the pharmacy for the first time.
That's funny.
I felt guilty.
Right,
but I'll tell you something. I never stole again in my life. Yeah. And I actually ended up for about 4 years. I was an undercover security guard for stores. Go figure. I was a guy and other guys like myself.
Your dad would be proud.
You know, as a matter of fact, we're going to start the contest here. Bring the first contestant in. I'll tell you, one of the best bits we ever had on the show, and I urge anyone listening to us that works in security in a mall.
Oh my God, what a
in
treat.
A store. This guy, one day, he brought us in the video surveillance cameras. I think it was from a JCPenney's.
I think it was.
Because what they do
is a department store.
When they find someone that they think looks suspicious, they follow them around to the cameras.
Yeah, and they got the controls on the cameras in their little secret room, and it's a remote control camera.
And besides all the great shots of, like, guys and girls picking their nose and eating it and picking their A's and picking their V's.
Sure.
We had we got to see some of the dumbest freaking shoplifters in the world.
But the funniest, really, the record setter was that one with the lady picking her nose for 20 minutes. And they zoomed in on it, and then she ate it.
Oh.
Remember that?
Digging for gold. You know, we'll have a prize. As a matter of fact, a goddamn good prize. I'll give you this iPod and iBook on Friday's episode for the first person who works in security at a mall or at a department store that will bring down to the Dynamite radio station the surveillance tape so we can watch the stuff people's doing.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's beyond fantastic.
It really is fun stuff.
All right, we're going to start the What Would You Do contest for the Mercedes-Benz.
Enter and sign in, sir. What is your name?
Hi.
Right up into the microphone.
How you doing, Eric?
Hi, and Eric, where are you from?
New Jersey, Jackson.
All right, beautiful. And Eric, you're the night crawler guy.
You got it.
Oh, there they are in their dirt.
Now, keep in mind, everybody's today playing the What Would You Do game. They're doing it for a key that can start the Mercedes-Benz C230 Sport Compressor Coupe that we're giving away December 14th. That is courtesy of AT&T and Simply Wireless, and hit their website, simplywireless.com.
Now, we've had worm eaters on the show before. There's nothing quite like it.
How many you plan on eating there, Eric?
I got 12.
Well, and the rule generally is you can't just swallow them. You got to chew them.
Got to chew them. Are you aware of that? Have you done this before, sir?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay. You're in for a treat.
Oh, well, you're in for a treat.
No, the guy who says he's going to eat anything on the floor is in for a treat.
Now, where is that guy? Because he's got to be here for everything.
He's the final contestant.
Okay, very good. He's just going to go around the floor.
Yeah, we're going to let him eat after everybody's done.
Leave
him.
Nice.
So you might want to leave like a worm maybe on the floor.
Couldn't hurt some dirt.
All right, so you got 12 of them, Eric?
Do I have a time limit?
No, well, give me like 5 minutes at least.
Yeah, right. 5 minutes of worm eating.
We got the Playboy Playmate. You know,
a hard to choose.
Actually, the pet of the year.
I'm sorry.
They're going to kill you.
Sorry. He's starting to eat it now.
All right, he's eating.
Oh. Okay, we need that on the microphone. We need you to get the sound.
He sucked it in spaghetti style.
How's it taste?
That's all right.
You know, I love it when they haven't done it before, because we've seen this. Even a guy that had
the S word.
Sorry, guys.
That's one.
All right. Here we go with Nightcrawler number two.
He's you know, frankly, the chewing of the worms is a good strategy, because otherwise you feel them going down.
Yeah, they do wiggle. We've had people say they wiggle in the belly.
Here's worm number two.
You want to hear it on the mic?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Chewing.
There's two Nightcrawlers. That was two.
A lot of protein.
How can you describe the flavor to us? Like dirt?
It's not you can describe.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, you know, while he's doing this, why don't we bring in the Penthouse Pet of the Year?
Very good.
Nice.
This would be a nice time to bring her in. You keep eating. Rob, we'll put her right in your microphone.
All right, excellent.
And let's welcome into the show now Penthouse Pet of the Year.
Oh, you got the magazine over there.
Oh, I do. Her name is Megan Mason.
Megan.
And as you can see, her original layout in Penthouse, she was the Miss July. She was the Pet of July.
Wonderful.
As you can see here.
Yeah, right?
Yes, as you can see, she was she was wearing clothes in some of the pictures, and she had some revealing shots.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
She's got the piercings down here.
Oh, she got a pierced.
Yeah.
Can we say what she has pierced?
I don't think
we can anymore. Can
down
we?
There,
her privacy.
Her privacy is pierced. Eric, how many night crawlers are you up to?
I don't know. I lost count.
Three, I believe he's had.
All right,
so
well,
far.
Keep eating. We're going to bring in the Penthouse Pet of the
What's her name
now.
Again? Megan.
Her name is Megan Mason.
Megan Mason.
Megan Mason. I'm sorry.
Megan Mason.
I'm effing everything up today. So here you go, Mike. Here from her original shot in Penthouse.
Yeah.
Here's some of my favorite pictures where she's in the shower doing wacky stuff with the shower head.
Oh, look at that.
Okay, now, Eric, you keep eating.
Mm-hmm.
You keep eating while we're going to bring in the Penthouse.
Yeah, they look real, too.
2001. I'll bet you they're not.
Well, let me see. We've got to see another picture to make them final. I think they're real, Don.
I'll bet they're not.
Mm-hmm. Where is she?
I don't know. I'm waiting for her to come in. I still got the guy eating the earthworms here.
They're real. That looks like it must have been
like
quite
snakes.
A... You know, normally that piercing, Don, goes from right to left. This is going from north to south.
Oh, wow.
Is Megan here, John? Is she coming in?
What's going on, Johnny?
I think she's getting a drink of water, and she's right outside.
Oh, here she goes. No, bring her in.
That piercing going from north to south is fascinating to me.
Who's that? Is that the Ebony Princess outside? Did the...
Tanya.
Did Tanya ever show up from...
No, she didn't.
She's not here?
Okay.
All right. Eric, how many eating there, buddy?
How are you doing, pal?
We're going to have six left.
Oh, sorry. Six left? He's doing real well.
All right, eat one more right on the microphone. Well, let's get the sound of this. Here we go.
Oh, God.
That's the sixth seventh Nightcrawler he's eaten. He's chasing it down with some water. That's perfectly acceptable.
He dips each worm in water to make sure it's clean.
That is within the rules.
And
sure,
decent.
We want it to be dirty.
Let's see how you... Wow, hot stuff.
They never know where they've been.
Wow, hot stuff. Hi there.
Hi, Megan.
Hi, here is...
How are you?
Here is Megan Mason, who was the Penthouse Pet of the Year for 2002.
Hi,
oh, yes.
You?
Good Micah. To see you.
Oh, the magazine. That was applause.
Oh, that's right.
Hello.
She's here. I don't need to look at the magazine anymore.
She's here.
How are you?
She's on.
Hi, all the way over there. How's it going?
Wow, H-O-T stuff.
That's a lovely top you have, Megan.
Ah, you want to see the back?
Yeah, let's see the back. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Like the back.
Yes.
Okay, the first question we have to ask, are your boobs real or not?
They're mine.
Okay, that answer. You're right. All right. It was a nice job. They did a nice job.
Thank you.
Because they look very, very authentic there.
Did you go number one in Penthouse?
No.
You did not do that.
You know how the magazine has, we've always been fascinated with that recent development in the magazine that they've got the pictures of women doing that. Did they ever ask you to do that?
Actually, my photographer said, you know, would I? And I said, not a chance. So.
Okay. All right. Not your cup of tea.
Yeah. End of conversation.
Very good.
Would you have gone number two? I'm simply asking. Please say hi to Eric. He's in our What Would You Do contest today.
Hi,
he's eating earthworms here.
Yes, I see that. I'm trying not to look, but you're adorable.
Thanks.
Eric, how many are you up to there, buddy?
I have four left.
Four left, okay.
Four left. Megan, have you ever eaten a worm?
No.
Okay.
Wait. I take that back. The one in a tequila bottle.
Okay, there we go. Probably some other, maybe some snakes. Eric, eat one real good for Megan now. Eat one real good just for the penthouse pet of the year.
Oh, my God.
Use a little time. Welcome to the Don and Mike Show.
Great. So how many more? Three to go, Eric?
Mm-hmm.
Three to go? So how did you become the penthouse pet of the year? How did they choose?
It's all between the voters, the fans, the internet, and Bob Guccione.
Oh, he's still living?
Yes.
Okay, I was just checking. Dirty look from the person in the back. Who's your assistant back there?
This is Amanda. This is my soon-to-be sister-in-law.
Oh. Hi, Amanda. Hi, she's cute too.
Have you ever been in a magazine, Amanda?
No.
I'm working on it.
Really? Because she looks like she could be in the magazine too.
I know, she's gorgeous.
She's very pretty.
Look in the issue where Megan is the pet of the year. Look at, well, what is this thing you're putting into your privacy here?
It's a glass, what we would call a dildo.
Oh, a glass dildo.
Do you mind if I ask you a question about your piercing?
Certainly.
Normally when it's been our experience, in fact, we've had a piercing like that done on the show, it goes from east to west. Yours appears to have gone from north to south.
Yes.
Huh? In the hood.
In the hood.
In the hood.
Is that, that's, hood. That seems unique. I haven't seen a lot of that.
But if you've looked at the new issue, it's no longer there.
Oh, really? You had it removed?
Yes, I did.
Really?
Oh, did you really?
Just uncomfortable, or what was the reason for that?
Actually, no. Guys are afraid of it.
Oh, really?
They're like, what do I do with that? They don't want to, it's like.
Yeah, here you go, Mike. Here's a picture you can see there.
It's gone.
There's definitely no evidence of it in this picture.
I like that outfit. I like that outfit. That's fantastic.
The one I'm not wearing?
Yes, yes.
And you sport the JonBenet Ramsey look down here.
I guess so.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Hair.
Gotcha.
Right, now, is that Mike, in your issue, is there any... is there anything in the garden in the privacy, or is it also JonBenet in the original?
Oh, there's plenty of garden there.
Okay, so what happened? Would you have a haircut between that episode and this episode?
Well, a lot of people do get haircuts.
Okay, so you got a haircut.
I got a haircut.
What is the current state of the garden, Megan?
Actually, it's more like a landing strip.
Oh, really?
You're like a landing strip. Eric, how you doing with those earthworms, buddy?
I got one more left.
All right, one more. Eat this one. Do this one for Megan.
Eric, what has possessed you to do this?
I don't know.
He might win a Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, yeah. How do you eat that worm and go for it?
I will eat it just good.
Suck it. Suck it.
Oh, baby.
Suck it.
All right, suck it, Eric.
Oh,
suck
yeah,
it.
Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Spaghetti.
All right.
Very nice. I'm
suck
impressed.
It.
Suck it, baby.
Oh, he's drinking that water fast.
Don't just look at it. Suck it.
So now you basically have worms.
Basically. It's only a little bit, no.
You did it. You know, he wasn't even fazed.
No.
No gagging at all, right?
You never felt like you're going to
gag.
You gag?
Yeah. Did you leave anything on the floor? Because we got the guy who's going to come in at the end of the show.
Dirt.
We got dirt. Because we got the guy at the end of the show who's going to come in. His trick.
You want a little dirt on the floor?
Yeah. His trick, he's going to eat everything that falls on the floor.
There you go.
What's he doing?
Drop a little dirt.
Oh, some dirt out of the thing of the earthworms.
Well, you know, it's not just dirt. It's the earthworms' poo.
Awesome.
That they live in.
Now, we could bring
They live and root and S.
We could bring the guy in to make him eat one at a time. Do you want to bring the guy in now?
So he can clean up a little dirt?
Yeah. Sure. Hey, Ben, come on in.
Ben, come on in. And Megan, you want to see him eat a little dirt?
Definitely.
Ben, right, say hello to Megan. She's the penthouse pet of the year.
Yeah, the dirt on the floor.
He's too busy eating dirt.
He's eating dirt.
Hi. No,
that's fine.
I can eat some dirt here.
Okay, eat some dirt.
You can throw that in the trash.
This guy
can.
For the contest, he said what he would do is eat anything that's on the floor.
There he goes.
He brought a spoon.
I'm not getting on the floor.
All right, there you go.
I wish I thought about that.
That's good.
Rock out?
Yeah, you can take the rock out, absolutely.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Oh, God.
Hey, you can have some water. Do you have any leftover worms?
There you go. Okay.
That's the water that he dipped the worms in.
Hold on, Johnny says there's more on the floor. You got.
I want to eat everything.
The deal is, clean up on the after everyone. Eat what falls on the floor.
Yeah.
He purposely threw more on the floor.
Yeah.
I'm a witness.
That's more than just spillage.
All right, well, then just eat
another. But he ate a worm.
Well, eat another spoonful.
Another spoonful. There you go.
He did
he's being very meticulous.
Brought his own spoon.
Another
there
spoonful of the worm dirt and the leavens.
Boy, you're going to need some Rolaids later on.
More than that.
All right, big wooden spoon.
Do your girlfriends know you're doing this?
Uh-oh.
They are so not going to kick you forever.
Megan, let me explain. Some of these guys don't have girlfriends.
I don't know. They're kind of cute. They're cuties.
Really?
Girlfriends, plural, which is a mistake right away.
So you think these are cute guys here?
Yeah, Johnny. What, Johnny?
They're pretty good-looking guys.
He just picked the water up that he was washing off the earthworms with as a drink.
So yeah, I mentioned that before, too. Johnny. I did, yeah.
But it's the second time he's done it.
That's right.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, you know, you look like the kind of guy that would eat something off it. You look like a young Frank Gorshin, actually.
Hold on, look at his teeth. Smile. He's got dirt.
Yes.
Dirt and worm poop in between his teeth.
Bravo.
Now, Ben, how did it taste? Come here, that's the first thing you've eaten off the floor. How did it taste?
Real nasty.
Real nasty.
Yeah.
All right, well, he has promised to eat everything off the floor.
You know what? My boot's on the floor.
Oh, well, would you please lick Megan's feet?
Could you lick Megan's feet? Would you mind, Megan, if he licked your feet?
The bottom of the boot.
Yes,
the bottom of the boot.
Would you lick Megan's boot?
It's for the contest, right?
Yeah, and
right.
Of course,
for the contest.
Holy Spirit of...
Yeah, sure, you might win the key. Yeah, kiss it. Lick it.
Licking the shoe of the penthouse's head.
It's a lovely boot.
Now, Robbie, let's get the sound of that. Really, give that a good licking.
Can I lick the bottom?
Yes, it's on the floor.
Oh.
You know what you do? Suck the toe of the boot.
Yeah, go ahead.
Suck the toe of Megan's boot.
We're putting you to work, but you were the guy that kind of said you'd do anything. So.
And then while you suck... Now say something. Oh, God, he's deep-throating the toe of her boot.
Now, did you enjoy that more than the dirt?
I would think so. He's had practice at that.
Absolutely.
Right. She says he's had practice at that. He's had practice at that.
You got more in his mouth than I could.
Oh, let's not go crazy.
You should see the picture that John just took for WNEW.com.
That's
good with him and half of Megan's foot in his mouth.
Oh, man, it's quite a party we're having today.
All right, Eric and Ben, get out of here. Ben, you'll be back to eat more stuff that's on the floor.
Hey, nice job, guys.
Nice meeting you guys.
Both of you, brush and floss. Bravo.
Nice meeting you. I know, Robbie, I know we're up on a break, but I do want to ask Megan two quick questions. How much, three questions. How much do you get for being Penthouse Pet of the Year?
$100,000.
You get a car, too, don't you?
No.
No car?
You should.
No. Didn't they used to give you a car?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
All right, what else besides the 100 grand?
Jewelry. Oh, yeah.
Really? Like that thing you're wearing there, or what?
Yeah, but with diamonds and rubies and lots more cool stuff on it.
Fascinating.
And you won't take your top off?
Could we see the...
She will. See, Lisa, she did. She's a good girl. Thank you.
Yes, she
thank
is.
You. Thank you.
You know, those are really, really wonderful.
That's an excellent job.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you. See, Lisa just came over and gave me the sign. She won't take her shirt off.
She won't take her shirt off.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Megan, thank
she's
you
a,
very
she's
much.
She's a free spirit. We appreciate that.
Because,
I mean, you must have guys doing that constantly asking you to get completely naked.
Well, it's in the magazine. I mean, what's the difference?
The difference is you're about 8 feet away.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, there you go. Now,
do you have a man?
Yes.
You do? How steady?
Pretty steady, actually. It's my friend over here. It's her brother.
Oh,
and
her
he
brother.
Begged me, please don't make out with my sister. Please don't make out with my sister.
Really?
Yeah, so we're trying our hardest not to.
Well, then would you kiss her?
Yeah.
Amanda.
Yeah. Come on, Amanda. Yeah. Make out with your sister.
Fantastic. This
Hi,
is,
baby.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Amanda.
Amanda's like
taking... Isn't she a hottie?
She's a POA as well.
Listen, I thought Amanda was going to take her top off for a second.
Robbie, you have to...
Nice.
All right.
This is working.
This is terrific.
All right, let's get a kiss here. Let's get a kiss.
I don't think there was any tongue at all, I observed from this angle. Oh, there we go.
Now there's...
Wow.
Oh, how's that? Better?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm almost there. Hey, Rob.
No, no. Don't start that. Please.
Come feel this.
No.
I see you're camping over there.
Yes, I am. Damn, that is a turn on. Now, have you done that? Have you girls... and it took no turning of the arm.
No, there seems to be...
No turning of the wrist to have you guys do this.
No, Amanda seemed to be very, very eager to participate. I'm curious that in your private time, in your quiet times together, have you two gotten together at all? Have you enjoyed each other's company to its fullest?
Amanda?
She doesn't have a microphone, so she can't answer.
Come over here.
Amanda, come right over here.
Come on the guest microphone for a second, Amanda.
Yeah, don't step in the worms.
Watch out for the worms.
Oh, yeah, there's too many worms over there.
You want to share mine?
No, I don't. You come share mine, Amanda.
She's not afraid of worms.
Have you experienced Megan?
No, my brother got to her first.
Really? See, you would never have the thing where, you know, we're getting into real taboo here, the brother and you. That's never happened, right?
Oh.
No, I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about, like, you watching the brother. I mean, there seems to be...
No,
that would be gross. Good for you.
No.
But like, when you're apart, it's okay to do a kiss, and I'm just wondering whether there's anything more than that.
It's all in good fun.
All in good fun, of course.
And, of course, I do bring girls home for my man, so he's quite appreciative.
Oh, my gosh, she's the perfect woman. Hey, you know what? Take a look. Guys, you gotta get the new penthouse that has Reagan on the cover, because... She's got such a pretty face. She got like the Shania Twain face happening.
Oh,
she's
absolutely not again. Gorgeous.
No, that's a compliment. Wait,
thank you.
What, you don't like hearing that?
No, I've just heard it a million times.
Well, it's because you got a hot face.
Very Miss America, Girl Next Door.
Got a
Girl Next Door in Penthouse.
Right. Well, you know, that's what makes it really kind of happening.
Hot body.
So has Bob Guccione ever hit on you?
No, Bob is actually a perfect
gentleman?
Yeah, perfect gentleman.
And how big are your breasts?
They are 34 full C.
34 full C.
Mm-hmm. Now, being your duties as, not your duties.
Your duty.
But your duties as a pet of the year, what will you be required to do?
Stay hot looking.
Okay. The last thing we have for you is a sex quiz, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
this
baby.
Is something we give to all celebrities on the show, and we've taken ourselves. Let me see.
I just wanted to read this one thing before she did. After our water baby towels down, she likes to spend her time reading, painting, and writing poetry.
So do I.
You write poems?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Really?
You know any off the top of your head?
They're very personal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got one right now. If we were playing poker, I would have to deal you a card. When you turk off your shirt,
okay, all right.
I became very...
Okay, we understand.
Hard.
Yeah. Right, I did. Okay, here we go. Penthouse Pet of the Year. Have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
Absolutely.
That would be a
That would be an enthusiastic yes.
That's a oh yes. Yes.
Have you ever had sex while you've been menstruating?
Yes.
Have you ever had a lesbian experience? Well, you just had one in front of
you. Yes.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Not at this point.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
You know, I think that goes without saying, Don, based on the magazine.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yes.
Yes.
I know you. Here, have you ever been filmed or photographed while having? While having sex.
While having sex.
With a man or a woman?
Yes. Either.
Okay,
either.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You have. All right. Do you have sex in the no-no?
Occasionally.
All right.
All right. Do you swallow?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Enthusiastic.
Have you J-O'd today?
I can't remember. Nope.
Have you ever had sex in a car?
Oh, yes, while driving.
You were driving or the person that was...
He was driving.
He was driving. It's not
safe. Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Yeah.
And finally, rounded out to the nearest 10, 50, 100, or 1,000. Megan, what do you estimate to be your total number of sexual partners?
26 and a half.
26 and a half.
I'm curious about that half part.
He was a midget. I'm kidding.
Bada-bing. Of course. That's a good quiz right there. And she didn't disappoint, did she, Buzz?
Buzz, how did Megan do?
One of our highest scores ever, not surprisingly. What you'd expect from a penthouse pet. 11 yes answers and 26 and a half partners.
Wow, beautiful.
Fantastic.
Wow, and she was so nice. She made out with the sister of her boyfriend.
Yeah, she took her top off.
She's hot. Look.
She is hot. Now,
she is. She's
Amanda,
beautiful.
Amanda.
I think we should see him again.
Megan's working.
I think we should see them again, too.
Yeah, can we see them again,
so
Amanda? Can we see
Amanda,
them again?
Amanda, can we see
all of them again? I mean, everybody's?
Megan's idea.
I want to do it.
All right.
Okay. Oh, now. Look at that. Hold on, I got it. Well, look at that. Now, Megan is touching.
Yeah.
Touching
yeah.
it. And now she's touching herself.
I was supporting.
Amanda, do you want to touch Megan's?
Do you?
Yeah, of course I do, but I'm a married man.
Do you want to touch your future sister-in-law?
Yes, don't you?
Yeah.
I liked Amanda's reaction. That,
Yeah, there you go. Oh man.
Very nice.
I'm serious. This is Chub City today.
This is fun.
This is real. Hey, Rob, real.
No. Really. Now, why do you always want Rob to check?
Well, because I want proof.
You want Rob to touch you there.
I just want
disturbing.
Proof.
That's very disturbing.
I want proof something's happening.
All right.
Megan is the pet of the year for 2002. She's in the... what is this? The January edition of
edition
of Penthouse.
She
magazine.
Is turbo hot. Wow.
She's beautiful, and we thank you very much for coming by.
Thank you. Babe.
Thank you for answering our questions. Thank you for kissing your soon to be sister in law, maybe.
Stop by anytime. Anytime you're in.
Thanks
the
for taking
you
the top
it.
Off.
Right.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Guys.
She's beautiful.
Bye.
Good guest.
Oh wow.
Good guest. And who knew that we were going to get the bonus of her soon to be sister in law taking her top off and make it out, and they were also. They were going to second base with each other.
They were enjoying each other's company. They really were.
Lovely. And we had the guy in here eating the worms.
Yeah, and I've forgotten about him.
So have I.
Wow.
There's no need to feel my pants when that was happening. Okay, thank you, girls.
All right, fantastic.
H.O.T. hot.
I like Johnny. I like Johnny standing over there. Hi, ladies. Yeah.
And John is taking pictures. John, those will be on the NEW site? Is
that actually, I'm going to send these down to RJ first, and then we can put them up here.
DonnaMikeFans.com.
Better allow an extra hour or two for that.
Yeah, something tells me you'll find them faster on WNEW.com. When we get back to the contest next, let me see. How about you guys in for the guy who wants... Okay, I'll give you a choice. The guy who's going to eat 300 shrimp or the guy who's going to eat four cans of cat food.
Four cans of cat food, Don.
Okay, you hear that, Lisa? The cat food guy is next.
Cat food guy.
And get Ben in here because Ben will be eating... Everything that falls on the floor.
All right.
And he should also get extra credit because he sucked Megan's boot.
He did indeed.
While she was in here. Oh, my God. Wow, what a POA.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, this is Mike from the Gutter Punks. We're going to play you tonight.
Oh, Mike, we're playing you tonight. The Gutter Balls take on the Gutter Punks tonight at the Parkway Lanes in Elmwood, New Jersey on Route 46. We're going to play you guys at 9 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we were just wondering, would you maybe be able to bring along the playmate?
She's not a playmate. She's a pet.
She's a pet.
Playmate, play pet.
Hey, Amanda.
Yeah.
Ask, you and Megan want to go bowling tonight in Elmwood Park, New Jersey?
We're quite busy, actually.
That is a no. Did you hear that, sir? That's a no. Unfortunately, they're all tied up.
Quite busy, actually.
You know, Amanda's got it going on. I know the pet is hot. I mean, Megan is, but Amanda's got this.
Thanks, something.
Yeah, there's a good. Thank you for the call. There's a real good. Who would you do? There's a good. Who would you do?
I don't want to but I mean, it's easy for me.
Yeah, I don't want to diss the pet of the year either, but
what do you think, Buzz?
I might do the sister of the boyfriend first.
Take your pick. It's more pet of the year for me.
Robbie, who would you do first?
I think I would go with the willowy Amanda.
And what about you, Lisa? Who would you do?
Rob.
Thank you.
Good answer.
Listen, you can check out
Simply Rob.
Megan at her website, www.megan-mason. www.megan-mason.com. Or go to www.penthouse.com. Got a break? We'll get back to the What Would You Do show right after this.
And Mike Show.
Show me breasts.
Yes.
It's dark pants time. The Don and Mike Show.
Damn straight. Here's your phone numbers from anywhere in America. 877-692-1027. No, that's the New York number. I'm sorry. I'm dyslexic. The national number, 877-365-3636. Well, I don't know why I repeat the numbers. You know the numbers.
Sure you do.
Yeah, so we love taking your live phone calls on the show. We're getting all kinds of instant feedback that apparently when Megan the Pet was on Stern Show today,
yes,
that she did the same routine where she made out with a girl.
We have no problem with that.
You know, if that's some kind of skit that Megan and her sister-in-law to be want to do on every radio show they go on, That's fine with me.
We certainly enjoyed it. We would enjoy it if it was done a half hour from now.
Yeah, I don't care. Christ. I could go on David Letterman tonight and come in the studio and do it tomorrow. I wouldn't care.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that bring Letterman's ratings up?
Sure would. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah, this is Prancer.
Yes, hello, Prancer.
Prancer. Is this Prancer the reindeer?
Yeah, hi, Prancer.
I was just hoping that you guys would talk like fags all day because it makes us all laugh here in the North Pole.
Oh, that's wonderful. I didn't know that the reindeer were listening to the show, Prancer.
Oh, yes. I think you guys are just fabulous.
Are they all
on the internet?
Are they all gay? I mean, they're kind of gay names.
Well, I know Rudolph is gay, right?
Well, you can think of the names.
Yeah, the Polish Israel knows all day long. He is kind of a bitch, though.
Vixen.
You know, Danther and Prancer.
Donner Blitzen.
Vixen.
Cupid. Comet. I mean, come on.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Blitzen is straight.
Hello. What? Hello?
This is God.
Yeah, hi. You're on the air.
Hi, yes. God.
Hold on. Did you say your name is God?
I am God.
Huh. What? I am God.
Yes.
Okay.
You need to hear my words.
Let me tell you something. We've gotten a call from Prancer the Reindeer followed by God. This is not a normal show.
Listen, while we're waiting, bring in the guy who's going to eat the cat food. I've forgotten all about the What Would You Do contest.
It's not normal for us.
Which is happening today. I told you today would be a very busy show.
We've already had the worm eater. We have the cat food guy, and the guy that's going to eat 300 shrimp is here.
And tomorrow, you're going to let the guy who's going to eat the stuff off the floor.
Right.
And the guy with his dog, they won't let the dog in the radio station.
Oh.
So the guy's going to have to do the thing out on the street, where eats the dog food. The dog will eat the dog food out of the guy's mouth, but he's got to do it out on the street.
Man.
Because the building, what with the heightened security, they won't allow animals inside.
Okay.
Right, because the dog's going to have a bomb or something.
Oh, my God.
In its belly. I don't know. Yeah, yes, God.
There's something wrong with your phones.
There's nothing wrong with our phones, sir.
Yes, your voice is very dim.
Well, why don't you fix it, God? You're God.
I work with you guys. You guys have free choice.
Okay, all right, you're right. God,
can you
gives
check us, your phone, please?
God gives us free choice. Free
Thank will. You for sharing, God.
Hey, listen, God, really, before I say you damn it, what is the point here?
Well, you guys are going to take over Howard Stern's time slot.
All right, God, from your mouth to Mel's ears.
There you go.
Excuse me.
Yes, God.
In 5 years.
In 5 years?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You will take over his time slot.
Okay.
But
God, you might want to take care of that baby.
It must be Jesus.
Move on to other things.
Yes, what else, God?
Time slot.
Uh huh.
By the way, Rob Spiewak has circulation problems.
Yes, this is true.
Oh, come on. Listen, you don't have to be God to know that. You just got to get a look at him on a warm day.
Hey, God, have you thought about maybe contacting Miss Cleo?
You guys have to fix your line problems. I can't hear you too well.
All right, God. Thanks for checking in.
Sure. I'll call back.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Happy birthday, incidentally, to Jesus. Coming up.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Today is Christmas. There will be a magic show at 0900. Joker. Joker.
Hi, Joker.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hey, bring the next contestant in. Lisa, would you, you got your ears on? Bring the next contestant in.
Breaker 19 for Remy.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey guys. I want to challenge the cat food eater by eating 34 high-grade dog biscuits, if possible.
Well, listen, you got to, I'm not saying you're going to win or lose, but you got to get your ass down here before the end of the show today.
No, I'm at work.
Nope, sorry.
Well,
nope.
No right
to play. Where's the studio?
57th and 7th.
Oh.
All right.
What time is it? Oh. All
right. Soon. Got it's it. Ending soon. Goodbye.
Good soon for the rest of your life.
We've got our next contestant here. His name is Mr. Damage.
Hey.
That's the fake name we're giving him.
Wow.
Oh, look, he's dressed like a wrestler.
Yeah, it looks like he could be a wrestler. You got the show. You are a wrestler?
All right.
Looks the part.
Championship wrestling.
You look like you're a wrestler that's maybe on the Don and Mike workout plan.
He's
though.
From
that's
Bizarre Wrestling Champ.
Champion. One half of the tag team champions.
Okay, and there a website there involved something? Or
BCW Wrestling at WebTV.net, I believe it is.
It's got to be a good website if it's at WebTV. That's all I know.
We're a small-time federation.
Yeah,
okay. Hey, if you love it, right? It's all about the sport.
WebTV, yeah, if I'm not mistaken, is like the internet for retards.
You know, I was talking to this guy.
What is wrestling?
This guy's a very likable guy, I'll tell you right. He could be the Don and Mike security guard.
Very
he
nice.
Really could.
And Mr. Damage, welcome to the show. What will you be doing today?
I am going to make him a fool out of myself on national radio eating cat food for that Mercedes.
All right, now for the key for the Mercedes, and if you win, of course, Amtrak, 1-800-USA-RAIL. They'll bring you down to D.C. for the special key party a week from 2 weeks from Friday.
Now, he's whipped out four cans, small cans of cat food. He seems to have some cheese crackers along with a bottle of water. So he seems to have the system all down as to how he's going to do this.
All right, what are you going
to
be doing here, Mr. Damage? What's the plan?
Okay. First of all, people, I gotta tell you, this cat food is unbelievable. It is unbelievable. You're never gonna have any good taste of cat food like Fancy Feast. It is unbelievable. Why go to the store and spend all that money on pate when you buy these for $4.99? It is unbelievable. Beat dialing the dynamite. Beat dialing.
Just eat. Just eat. Yeah. Just right, knock off the routine and just
it's
eat.
It's Fancy Feast cat food. He's dipping into it with the cracker. And now we're gonna hear him eat.
It's not like...
Jesus. All right, he's making quite the mess. So the guy that's going to eat everything off the floor is going to have a little something.
Working like I thought, so forget it.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
How is it?
Do you want to come in? You come in. The other people can come in.
Yeah, they can come in. Watch them.
Come on in. Come on in. Everybody
oh, God.
In. How is it? That was the first can, basically.
Yeah. I think I chomped on a fishbone.
Probably. Lots of animal rendering, right, Rob involved in cat food?
Who's a hot girl in the green top?
Yeah.
You know, it's really fatty, too. There was like about a quarter inch of coagulated grease on the top of it.
This is true.
That's can the first number one. Okay, right. Open up can number two.
Ooh, a little gag.
We'll drink of water.
Water right. Always makes
I like
gag.
The other guy. I can't throw up on the floor, man.
All right.
Well, you could because the other guy's going to have to eat it off the floor.
I know.
Now he's going for the crackers again.
Then you're going to have to eat it off the floor if he throws up on the floor.
Here we got people. It's cod, sole, and shrimp fish.
Okay, stop it.
Now, what is the title of that? What is the cat food?
Cod, sole, and shrimp.
Cod, sole, and shrimp.
Just
okay,
eat.
Okay, here right, we here go. We go.
Just okay. Eat it.
All right, there we go. A little smaller bite this time.
It's not working,
this might
though.
Be a, yeah.
Oh, God.
What's in there?
Cod, sole, and
no, but I mean, you looked at it and you saw something. Is there hair in there or something?
It doesn't look like anything I've ever eaten in my life.
All right, go for it.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, God.
Oh.
All right, just fish.
Wow.
Just fish. How's that?
And you know what? He's spitting plenty out on the floor.
Yeah. All right.
He's spitting plenty. Oh,
okay.
You all right? Note there's a trash can to your left.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. He's only
now, if you got to spew, you got to spew in that direction, okay?
He's only eating two cans right. of the cat.
Hey, I want to point you to that direction because we don't want splatter factor here. So if you have to spew,
spew into that, brother.
Okay, brother.
All right.
Hey, brother.
All right, he's moving on to the next, the third can.
Beef and chicken feast.
All right. Beef and chicken feast.
And that is a lovely bit of cat food on your lower lip, incidentally. There you go. Oh, lovely. It smells great in here, you know?
Oh, my God.
Okay, here we go.
This is what I thought it would smell like when the penthouse pet was in here. No, but I was wrong. She was lovely.
She was very lovely.
Okay, brother. Here we go.
And?
Oh, this is turning my stomach down. You know, Don? That late evening I had?
Yeah.
It's starting to get to me a little bit. All right.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh.
There. If you have to spew, I keep directing it. All right.
You got to get him on the mic if anything happens. If anything accidentally happens, we don't want to miss it.
Just beef and chicken.
Yeah.
Like, listen, homeless guys, they would eat this stuff, right? You go to a homeless guy.
Oh.
What happened?
He spewed. He spewed.
Did he get you, John?
Johnny, did he splatter? Was there a splatter factor?
Oh, God.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
No, I went into the trash.
No, he's going to have to eat. There has to be at least a splatter on the floor, right, Johnny?
That was a close one. I was almost at ground zero for that one.
All right. But he's still going for the fourth can, even though most of the third can is in the bottom of the trash can.
Oh, my God.
Why didn't I say can again?
So he just picked it up.
Here we got chicken feast and savory juices.
Oh, dear. All right.
See,
nothing looks like it's in any kind of juices. It just looks like pate.
Everybody kept pep talking me at home. Don't worry about it. It's just like people food. It's just more, you know, condensed.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
So it tastes like crap.
Okay.
Oh, that's the nastiest one yet.
Here we go.
All right, very good luck with this one.
Down the hatch.
All right, here we go.
Chewing good.
Oh. Chewing
good.
Come on, Mr. Damage, let's go.
Oh, candy
bowl. Oh.
Can't even get it in his mouth.
Oh, no, no.
There's the trash.
Hold on.
There's the trash.
No, no, he's keeping it in. He's keeping it in. He's eating it.
Oh, oh. Oh, God. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Now he's vomiting.
That is just horrible.
Oh, God.
It is just horrible. Oh, my. That wasn't pretty at all. That is not pretty at all.
Oh, God damn it.
Guys,
let's give him a round of applause.
Nice job, Mr. Damage.
Right. I'm going to do a bonus because I love Don and Mike.
All right, a bonus can.
I agree, Johnny, but if he wants to.
A bonus can. He's going. Oh, remember.
Now, what is this? What is this flavor?
Grilled beef.
Oh, grilled beef.
Oh, look at it. He's got the chunks of whatever it is in his beard now.
Okay, and Don, this is the gooeyest so far.
Down the hatch for Don and Mike, radio gods, and Buzz, I love you.
Oh. Here we go. It's grilled.
Oh.
Other contestants turning their heads and gagging.
Oh, no.
He's awesome. No.
It doesn't get more real than that.
Oh my God. All right, okay.
Oh, God.
Now, the question is, where is Ben?
Ben's right over here. Ben, it's your moment of truth.
This is Ben now said that he would eat everything that falls on the floor.
Ben, are you still maintaining that position?
I'd like to thank Mr. Damon for that one.
All right.
Let me just say that, Ben, I believe that this could catapult you into the lead.
It's
you know,
a tough act to follow.
We got to give Mr. Damage his props.
Yep.
Four cans of canned food, five cans. Some of them stayed down, some of them didn't. Mike, I don't know what's on the floor over there. Robbie?
Don, I'm looking over. It looks like cat food, remnants, along with some of the dirt from the earthworms.
Oh! Hold on, Ben, get on the microphone now.
Saliva strings from a spoon.
Get on the microphone.
Oh, God, now, he's gonna eat. I cannot look.
He's going to eat the cat food the guy spit up with
this
dirt.
This for you, Mike.
No, God, get it out.
It's down.
Wow.
So
oh, my God.
It's down.
You know what? And that's all he's got to eat.
That's it.
That's
you're done.
That's all he's got to eat. Ben got his big spoon. He took up a big hunk of the cat food that Mr. Damage had spit out.
I can't do many more of these shows.
Along with dirt from the earthworms.
Jesus Christ.
And as he lifted up the spoon, there was saliva from Mr. Damage from when he had spit it out.
Don, good job. Good job doing the descriptions. I'm not capable.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Please, get out of here.
Get out of here, people.
We got a break. Now, listen. I know we have people who say they're in traffic, that there's a problem at the bridge.
Yeah, that ain't going to work.
No, listen, what we're going to do is we're going to let the guy come in and eat the 300 shrimp.
Very good.
And then Ben can eat what's left on the ground.
Right.
And then we're going to have our voting for the winner.
Thank you for cutting him off at one spoonful.
That's maybe the grossest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Now, I couldn't watch. Did you watch the spoon go in?
And Mike, he did it looking right at you with a big smile.
Yeah.
He said, this is for you, Mike.
Wow.
And big smile on his face, and I mean, every drop of it gone.
Yeah.
He did it.
Oh, my God. You've got to give the nod to that guy so far.
Yeah. Are you kidding? He's eaten dirt off the floor.
Right.
He's eaten part of the earthworm. He sucked the penthouse pet of the year's boot.
Right.
And now he's just eaten regurgitated cat food along with dirt.
Wow.
He must really want that Mercedes,
man. That's for sure. Well, Don, it's a key.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Just a key.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
You guys doing gutter ball action tonight?
Yes, hot gutter ball action tonight. We're going to be taking on the Gutter Punks at the Parkway Lanes at Elmwood Park, New Jersey. Route 46. Come on out.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hey, Johnny, did you get some good pictures of that action for the websites?
I got it. Yeah.
Johnny,
I got lots of mouthfuls of stuff right on this camera.
Johnny's
so we
cracking
got plenty
me up.
Of shots.
Wow. Johnny's, it's killing Johnny almost as much as it's killing me.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Don and Mike. Who's this?
It's V from Long Island.
Oh, V. Oh, baby. Where are you, V?
Need you.
You guys, I'm stuck in Tampa.
You're stuck in Tampa. Oh, V, I thought you were going to come up here and take your top off and sing the national anthem again.
Actually, I've been singing God Bless America.
That's fine, V. We miss you.
I miss you guys, but you know what?
What?
I think I might be able to swing coming to D.C. on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
fine.
Oh, we'd love
love that.
Absolutely.
We'd love that.
You'd love that?
I'm telling you, this girl is better looking than the Penthouse Pet of the Year.
Very, very hot, and she sings topless.
I don't know. I think I've gained a little weight since I saw you last.
That's fine.
My boobs got bigger.
Oh, there you go.
Fantastic. V.
All right.
Hold on, V. Lisa will tell you where we're at. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Oh, my God. And a good show just gets better.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I have a question. What size of those shrimp this guy's going to eat?
We're not sure yet.
But we've told them they can't be the little baby ones. But on the other hand, they don't have to be the gigantic jumbo ones.
Medium.
Your standard variety you'd get if you go to a restaurant or something.
Oh, okay. Like 21, 30, 51, 60. All right, that should be interesting. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, he thinks he can eat 300 of them. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, you want to do me a favor and let Don and Mike know something?
You're talking to us right now. Hello.
Oh, hey, how you doing? Hey, you know that that battle you're going tonight? I know if you guys know how to keep score, because that place is so old it doesn't even have the computers in it.
Oh, no. Are you kidding? We got Rob A. Spiewak. All right, thanks for the heads up. They don't have the computerized score.
I didn't think those bowling alleys existed anymore.
And the pins are made of rock.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey,
Turn down your radio. Turn down your radio.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I work with Ben.
Oh, you work with the guy who's eating the stuff?
Yeah.
Is he crazy?
That guy's a maniac.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we've noticed that. Well, right now he's the upfront leader to win the key for the Mercedes.
What does he get? Just a key?
Just a chance of 1 in 29. Right. Yeah, 1 in 29 chance.
Right. 1 in 29 chance. If his key starts the car, he wins the Mercedes.
All right.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, bye.
Hi to everybody at NASA.
Bye-bye. We got a break. We'll come back with Rich the Shrimp Guy right after this.
And Mike show.
Who's this?
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reg.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
It's our national number. At New York, you can call us anytime at 877-692-1027.
Mammals, not reptiles. Don and Mike.
Today's show has been exciting. The Penthouse Pad, the shoplifting, and we're continuing now with the What Would You Do contest for the Benz. I think we mentioned we got the hot gutter ball action tonight.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Match Game 2001.
Hey.
With a great A celebrity playing with us tomorrow.
Fantastic.
And still the chance
of the Master.
Still the chance of the Master coming by.
Wow.
We can't offer you any other details. If we tell you, you will be heartbroken if it doesn't happen.
That's right.
Chris, are you talking to me now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And there's absolutely no reason that it doesn't.
I mean, this is something that there's a chance that I'll be just overjoyed if we get this.
Yes,
process.
I think so. And
absolutely.
If it doesn't happen tomorrow, it could happen somewhere further down the road.
Okay. Hello there, Don and Mike show. But we do have one celebrity.
Guaranteed.
Already penciled, guaranteed to come in tomorrow to play the match game with us. A New York legend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I love it when you guys
hear. You guys are killing me, man.
Why are we killing you?
You got to do this right after lunch? That guy chowing down on cat food?
Well, let me tell you something, sir. I'd like to be about 4 feet away from it.
Oh, my God.
All right, let me tell you, we got some cast iron stomachs in this studio.
Yeah.
I do not possess one.
This is almost as bad as that Karen Carpenter melody you played the last time.
Well, hey, don't get us started.
Oh, that was horrible.
Don't get us started on that.
I have a strong stomach, man, and that was killing me.
All right, my friend. I don't know. All I know is this stuff used to go over real good on afternoon drive.
I'll tell you right now, I have the stomach of a effing ballerina.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
The best kind of ballerina.
How you doing?
Hey.
Full of holes.
Get a chance to talk to the guys?
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hello.
Oh, not too bad. That last segment you guys did, I almost hurled all over the inside of my truck.
Well, listen, no finer compliment. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Yeah, get the next guy ready in here, Robbie. I'm just taking these calls. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to talk to Mr. Michael Source, please.
Speaking.
This is Sergeant O'Malley downtown at the 64th Precinct. I'd like to talk to you about the bicycle being stolen this morning.
Sergeant O'Malley.
Yeah.
It's like right out of a Three Stooges.
Okay, Donnie.
Get out of here.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, my friend.
That's good. So tell me about this Mercedes. Now, do I get the choice of color?
Yes.
This is a man.
I'm fully loaded.
Is this a man?
Yes.
It is a man.
Don?
Is this you, Don? Glenn? Is this you, Glenn?
No, it's not Glenn.
But it is a man?
No, it isn't.
Okay.
All right, you know what?
What?
You know, since you're getting older, Don, and I guess I can expect these type of answers, I'll agree with you. Does that make you feel a little bit better?
What are you doing, Mike?
I think Mike asked you first if you were.
Yeah, what's going on? What do you want?
I want to know about the Mercedes. I want to know.
What do you want to know, honey?
Choice of color?
Yes, it's a see-through 30.
Does it come with roadside assistance?
Yes, it comes with everything. It's a goddamn Mercedes.
Just because it's a Mercedes, you know, they have some low on the line.
You know, she's called before,
sure,
and she just goes on and on and on and on.
I hope somebody wins the car and runs you over, okay?
All I know is the assistance
really?
She requires
Should
is
I,
roadside.
You know, put a sign up and say, run me over?
Please, sure. Yeah. That would make it for a happy holiday. Listen, I'm just telling you, the car is top of the line. It's the hottest Mercedes. They got a six-month waiting list.
Is it convertible?
You should understand about cars, because you probably spent a good deal of time chasing them.
You know, I don't know if it's a convertible or not.
Something away.
I don't know. I don't believe it's a convertible. No, I believe it's a hardtop.
Hired.
Okay. And does it come with insurance?
Does it come with insurance?
Yeah.
Of course it doesn't come with insurance.
Why not?
No car does. That's a dumb
question. Has anybody ever told you, you are just plain trouble, and you are making me mad?
Mike?
I'm sorry.
Come on.
Oh, can you please get mad?
No, I'm not going to get mad. As a matter of fact, because it's going to make you angry if I don't, and I'm going to maintain control.
Good for you, Mike. Reverse psychology.
I want to thank you for calling. I think
good
it's been
you.
Lovely speaking
you know,
with you.
Let me just say, if anybody needs insurance, if anybody needs insurance, we need insurance for taking phone calls like this.
We should have a liability problem.
There has to be some kind of, because you listen, what, is it a convertible? Does it come with everything?
And then you hear her little...
Does it come with a insurance?
Well, those are the questions one should ask.
One should ask, please.
No. Please what? You didn't even know what kind of car it was.
Why the hell are you... It's the Mercedes C230 Compressor Sport Coupe.
Well, then that's what you should say.
I've said that only a gazillion times on the show.
Well, I guess you should speak up a little louder.
Well, maybe you should get those giant pricks out of your ears.
Oh, aren't you?
Are they going to delete that out?
I'm a little too sweet for me.
I bet they're going to delete that out.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Basically, I think I said Brooke Shields.
Oh, you've called before.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Lisa just put on the screen. She called the day that we had Jim Cook and Matt Damon on, and we talked to her for about 45 minutes about if she was a man or a woman.
The password is unibrow.
Is that who it is, Lisa? Okay. All right. Thank you.
I just want everybody to know one of the funniest things I've ever said, though, just got deleted out. I'm positive.
Yeah.
I'm sure if she had two.
Bet she is. I bet she's sitting there just right now just going,
two somethings in her ears.
She'd take three, but she had to talk.
Let's meet our next contestant for the What Would You Do contest. This is Rich.
Rich, pull the microphone over to you, buddy.
Rich is going to attempt to eat, I believe, 300 shrimp.
Rich, I'm going to tell you something. Written all over your face right now, you do not seem to be overwhelmingly confident.
Hold on, Rich?
I just watched someone.
They were worms.
Here's the deal. Right. You have how many shrimp do you have there with you?
I have 300.
Looks like you've got 300 in front of you.
Maybe 289 because I ate 11 to settle.
5 minutes to see how many you can eat in 5 minutes.
Is that what it's going to be?
Well, I mean, otherwise, I mean,
it would take him probably the better part of an hour to eat 300 shrimp.
So what we're going
to
do is see how many you can eat. We'll start off with 5 minutes, and maybe we'll give you more time afterwards. How many you can eat. And keep in mind, as you eat them, and when you're done with the little tails, you can either throw the little tails in the garbage or throw them on the floor where Ben will have to eat them.
Already two on the floor.
Already two on the floor.
Ben has reached down, and he's putting them in his mouth.
Oh,
he just ate them.
Ben has already eaten the two on the floor.
No problem.
All right, well, then let's get to it.
Now, how are we going to count these?
All right, I'm eating two at a time.
Two at a time.
Okay, here we go.
All right, two. Ready?
Turn this music off. Go.
Go.
Here we go. All right. This has got a microphone right by this guy eating. Because this guy's eating like a machine.
Six. Eight.
Go.
Oh, first log jam at 8. Down. 8 count. He goes to the water.
Robbie,
eight.
You'll need to get that microphone right by Eric's mouth. All
right. That's 10.
12.
Rubber. This doesn't.
You can't drop the F-bomb, my friend.
That's right. There you go. The face appears to be red. There appears to be some perspiration building. He's going down to single. He's down at singles. That's 13, 14.
Now keep in mind, whatever he throws on the floor, when he can't say,
I'm done.
He's done?
That's it?
My stomach is done.
He's at about 16 shrimp right now.
These are medium-sized shrimp.
The Red Lobster special is 30.
Let me just tell you, a lot of stuff is being deleted out. You can't say, all you guys specifically, you can't say what's left over from other people on the floor. You can't say that he's going to eat that.
Oh.
Right. Okay.
Huh. So all that's been deleted?
Well, no, just I think they just started deleting that now.
Oh, I see.
I just got a thing saying you can't say eat, you know.
You know what's ironic is the cat food had shrimp in it.
Yeah. What are you at right now, do you figure?
Maybe 23.
23.
All right.
Goes back to 2. Seems to be getting a second wind.
Wind.
What's our time limit now, Don?
He's got 3.5 minutes.
3.5 minutes left. Cocktail sauce?
3.5 minutes.
That might have been a good idea.
Yeah, lubricant.
No, I have cocktail sauce.
Are these the frozen kind?
Yeah,
that you get at Costco and stuff like that? Yeah.
And for those of you wondering, Mike, how big do you estimate these shrimp to be?
About 31 count.
I would think so, yeah.
About 31 count. They're the kind that I use in most of my cooking. Thank
so
you.
They're not like the itsy-bitsy teeny ones. And that pisses me off more.
They make a nice Louisiana barbecued shrimp. I'll put it that way.
Well, what Johnny? Three minutes. You go to a restaurant. You go to a restaurant and you say a shrimp cocktail, and they bring you out these things. With the shrimp are like the size of Flintstones vitamins.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And when they advertise that, that shouldn't even be a shrimp cocktail. No.
Or when it's all you can eat shrimp. Oh, hold on. What's happening? What's happening?
All right. Where are you? Is anybody? Rob, you counting? Or is anybody?
No, Johnny's
counting?
Johnny's got the time. He's got under 2 minutes left.
Anybody over there figure how many he's down?
32.
About 32?
32.
So he's past the Red Lobster, so that's 34.
34.
How's that stomach feel, son?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Very good.
Wonderful. All right. And he's had no spillage at all.
Now, he seemed to settle down. He got some color back in his face.
It's a rich food. This will catch up with him later.
Right.
Protein, baby. Come on.
No, that's not helpful.
That's not fair.
That's not fair. And to make the puke sounds, not fair.
And he's down to his last minute. 1 minute left in the competition. 1 minute left.
Hey, you in the sweater over there. Nice hat. Like that hat. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, you, the girl in the top, who are you here with?
Me?
Yeah.
That's my boyfriend.
You know something?
That's your boyfriend?
I was hoping you'd be with him because since he is one of our final contestants, I think you could probably help his chances if you chose to. You could help him along.
No,
that's not what I'm talking about. You could help his chances by rooting him on.
Okay.
Topless.
Listening.
Oh, your mom's listening.
Your mom's seen you topless before. One. Oh, 10 seconds. No. You got 10 seconds to help your boyfriend now. Think about it.
I have to show.
Your boobs.
Your boobs.
Who? To who?
To us. Yes.
That was quick. That was a blink of an eye. Oh, that time is up.
Hey.
Yeah.
And what's the total there, Johnny?
Anybody have an idea what the total was?
Eric got a
65.
What?
75.
75 shrimp in 5 minutes.
Very good.
That's a pretty goddamn good total.
Fantastic.
That's pretty good. Now, you gotta factor in when we vote.
Right.
That is girlfriend. What's your name, ma'am? Christine?
Hey, Christine, we're just hiking them up a little bit. That's good.
Christine gave us all a free shot of her. Boy, we've seen some great teas today on the show.
You know, I just did that to myself. I got to go on a diet. Jesus.
No, you don't.
I'm getting a C cup here.
He averaged one shrimp every 4 seconds for 5 minutes.
Hold on. Hey,
pretty good.
Ben, I almost forgot. It's your job now to eat the leavings off the floor.
Ben's going down to the floor to get some of the tails.
Rob, let's get the sound. And John, can you tell us what he's going to be eating off the floor right now?
He's got 6 tails with a little leftovers in each of the tails.
There you go.
All right. Delish.
All right. Then nothing compared to what he did before.
All right. Eat the tail.
This one's for Mr. Damage.
All right.
See, this guy Ben is doing is he's eating all the leftovers on the floor.
Oh, my God.
All right. Did he eat them all already?
Oh, they're all
they're gone.
They're gone, Don. They're down
gone.
The hatch.
Yeah, they're gone.
Let's
hold on.
Let's give them all a round of applause.
Hold on. I got one of your friends on the phone here, I think. You know a guy named Nick? Hey, Ben, do you know a guy named Nick?
Absolutely.
All right, hold on. I got him on the phone here. Hello. Hey, Nick, you're on with your buddy Ben.
Hey, what's going on, Ben? It's little Nick. What's going on?
Nick, what's up? Did you check that out?
What exactly did he have to eat?
Guys?
He ate cat food. He ate some human...
The guy got sick.
Yeah, a guy got sick. He ate some of that. He ate worms. He ate dirt.
He ate tails of shrimp.
And he ate tails of shrimp.
Off the ground.
Off the floor.
This guy
what?
The sickest bastard I know.
And what?
A boot.
And a boot.
He sucked a boot.
And he sucked on the Playboy penthouse, a pet of the year's boot.
Any of that surprise you, Nick?
Absolutely not. That's absolutely one of the craziest people. He'll eat anything.
Let me just say, this is going to be a very tough voting. And keep in mind that Rich, who ate the 75 shrimp in 5 minutes, not only did he perform that, but
he brought a hot girlfriend who showed us her tees.
Yes. So it's going to be some very tough voting right now.
That's right.
We're going to have to ask everybody to please leave the room.
Please step out. Everyone, step out. Everyone.
Please leave the room. And you know what? I'm going to ask everybody also for some help here. Here's how we're going to do the voting. We're going to have... five people voting. Me and Buzz and Mike and Rob. And you out there, the radio consumer, you can also vote at WNEW.com. Just hit on the instant feedback. Okay, and we're going to count your votes as well. So here are your choices. We have other people who are waiting and some people who are driving around. The guy, for instance, the guy who wanted to eat the dog, had to eat the dog food out of his mouth.
Yeah.
The guy's been calling us on the cell phone for the last hour saying, I can't find a garage.
Yeah, that's crap.
I mean, there's a garage right here in the freaking building.
I start to suspect people.
So here are the choices. If you want to vote online at WNEW.com, okay. Go to the instant feedback. And guys, we don't have to vote until until we get back from the break.
You can't vote for him.
Your choices are Eric, who ate 12 live night crawlers. Mike, who ate 5 cans of cat food.
No, I didn't.
Captain D.A., whatever his name is.
Captain Danger.
Captain Damage.
Damage.
He also had some of it come up. Then you have Rich, who just ate 75 shrimp and had his girlfriend, beautiful tea taker shirt off. And finally, Ben, who ate everything that was on the floor today. He ate what came out of the guy. He ate the cat food. He ate the dirt. He ate the worms. He ate the tails of the shrimp. And he also sucked on the penthouse pet of the year's boot.
Yes, he did.
So make your vote known.
What a show.
At WNEW.com on the instant feedback. And we'll have our votes here. Everybody, what we're going to do is select the act that gets the most votes on the instant feedback. And that will count as the fifth vote.
Very good.
So we'll have our winner. We'll announce it right after this.
Getting better. That's the important thing. You look better, too.
If you're going to lie to me, tell me there's a broad waiting in your car. I want to tongue my balls.
Hey, you want that? It's a phone call away.
It will remind you of a donkey you once saw.
Magnificent.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now keeping in mind that, of course, whenever we do something on the instant feedback, right, like half... gets hung up with DAs.
Just trying to be funny?
Yeah, well, like, you know, I vote you two go off the air, signed G. Gordon Liddy.
Right.
That guy has only sent that message maybe 100 times.
Thank you for your participation.
Here are the results, though, during that commercial break from you, the Don and Mike consumers. Let me see. And everybody got votes. Okay, let me say that for the show today, and I'm proud to announce that... my story about stealing the bicycle received 2 votes.
There you go.
Okay, even though I wasn't officially in the contest today.
Stevie Vagina would love that.
Let me see. The penthouse pet that we had on this show.
How many votes?
4 votes.
Yeah. 4 votes. Very good for Megan.
And then we get to the people who were actually in the contest. With only 2 votes. Only 2 votes. The guy who ate cat food. Now, this is off the instant feedback at WNAW.com.
Well, what a shame. A disappointment for him, I would imagine.
Only 2 votes. The guy who ate the worms, only 3 votes.
3 votes.
The guy who ate the shrimp and had his girlfriend take off her top.
Yes.
21 votes.
21 votes. Nudity always works on this show.
But your overwhelming favorite with 373 votes.
My God.
Just off the instant feedback in the commercial break there, was Ben.
Ben!
The guy who ate everything off the floor.
Yeah there you go.
So now what we got to do is go around the room and find out who everyone else has voted for. I will start.
I'll tell you, as you can see, as I've written down also,
as my winner. Let's bring everybody in.
Come on in, everybody.
Everybody come in.
Consolation prizes. Yes.
Come on. Yeah, everybody come on in. Y'all did great. Give yourselves a nice...
Way to go, guys.
Great job.
Everybody
nice
gets
job.
A prize.
So nice. So nice love there for everybody.
There they all are. Look at our band of merry misfits.
Look at these people. Now, Ben, I'll tell you that you're already the internet winner. You have one vote from the people on WNEW.com at the instant feedback.
I love puke on the internet.
You had 370-some votes. I will tell you that, Rich... Your girlfriend really paid off for you, though. You came in second on the internet.
Yeah. Strong.
On the instant feedback that the T's really counted for something. Now, we've got to be honest. As you can see, my vote is for Ben.
Very good.
Yeah.
If I had a friend like Ben.
Shimon. Hey, Don.
Yes.
I can get her.
Yo, hey, Michael, this is Chris Tucker. Yo, 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 it's Chris Tucker. Look at that girl, man. I want to have her.
Hey, Chris.
Yo, Michael.
I can get her.
Buzz Girdley, who did you vote for?
I chose Ben.
Ben.
Ben with the leavens.
Yeah. Mike O'Mara, who did you choose?
I voted for Megan. No, I chose Ben.
Ben and Rob Speedbutt?
Not that it matters, but the two of us need look no more. I voted for Ben.
Ben,
Ben
means...
kind of a unanimous victory.
Congratulations, Ben.
And we didn't know that going in, but as the show developed, it just, you know, you were the man. You didn't hesitate. I think from the moment you ate the dirt, you were looking strong there, really.
Ben, for you, Mike. This for you.
Ben, yes, thank you, buddy.
You ate the combination of dirt, worms, human stuff that came up from Mr. Damage.
Rejects.
Also, cat food and shrimp and shrimp tails.
Unbelievable. What a job. Ben, you are the winner. It's a unanimous victory. I mean, there are a few people on the internet that voted for others, but what do you have to say in your acceptance speech?
I'll take the key, but I'd rather have Megan.
I forgot that. Right. He sucked Megan's foot. Pictures of all of this will be on WNEW.com, also DonandMikeFans.com.
I have a question about that. Did you get into that when you were doing that to Ben sucking on her boot? Did you like that?
Well, I've never really done it before, but guess I like
it. It worked for you?
Nice view. I liked her sister-in-law, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was hot. She was good. That's a quick... guys, who would you do? You saw them both. Who would you do? The Penn or the sister-in-law? Okay, how about you? Who would you do? The Penn or the sister-in-law?
I'd have to take them both.
Now, you know, who would you do? You got to pick one.
The sister-in-law.
The sister-in-law. How about you, Mr. Damage? Who would you do here?
Definitely the penthouse.
The penthouse, okay. Sure. The guy with the girlfriend. Here you go. Here's a good question to answer in front of your girlfriend. Who would you do, the pet or her soon-to-be sister-in-law?
I would do my girlfriend.
No, come on. And a girlfriend, and what's your first name? Christine, who would, between Megan and the sister-in-law, who would you do?
The sister-in-law.
Sister-in-law. Hey. All right.
Hey, back there, 00, who would you do? Come on, who would you do? Step up. Who would you do? Who would you do?
I would take the pet.
The pet. It's pretty evenly divided.
I'm really torn on that. I really am. Sure. I think I'd do the pet.
I thought you said the sister.
I changed my mind.
Yeah, I take the sister.
Just in case Megan's listening.
Listen, Ben, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Friday, December 14th, courtesy Amtrak, you will be coming to Washington, D.C. You will have one of only 29 keys that can start the Mercedes-Benz C230 Compressor Sports Coupe, courtesy of Simply Wireless and AT&T. Go to simplywireless.com. You will put your big meaty hand in the bowl. You pull out the key. If your key starts the car, you drive it back.
Now, did you all have a good time?
Yeah. So thank you all.
Don't eat the key.
Now, please, get out of here.
Now, leave. Leave our studio immediately.
Get out, all of you.
Oh, Mr. Damage wants to say something.
Yes, Mr. Damage. What's that, sir?
I just want to say one thing. Tonight, Twisted Effing Sister Baby, I want to rock!
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy. Right. Enjoy yourself.
Ballroom, baby.
Enjoy yourself.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
I said good day.
There he goes.
The Zelsby tickets are still available for that show.
It's sold out, actually.
Are you kidding me, Buzz?
No, I'm not.
Hello.
It's true.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Sold out with those guys.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, huh? The S word.
Making me crack.
You can't say the S word. You made it making me crack.
Yeah, making me crack.
I just got news that Twisted Sister show is presented by WNEW's Ed Trunk.
That's true. Oh, really?
The Trunkster will be there.
Fantastic.
I think it's his whole... I think he arranged the whole thing.
Hey, I'm a dumbass. My name is this guy.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
Hi, my name is Ron. I had a question for you.
Yes, sir.
What does Rob Spivak do for the show?
Precisely.
Exactly.
No, I'm serious.
No, we ask ourselves that all the time.
Is he a producer or?
No.
No?
No.
He's a really funny guy. That's why I wanted.
He is a funny guy.
That's why he's around. He makes us laugh. He's a funny guy. And he gives great oral.
Hey! Right
here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How I keep my job.
Hello. Oh.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
I just played a little mental movie there.
Hello, hi.
I got a soccer story for you that will make you never look at soccer the same way again.
A soccer story?
Yes.
All right, make it fast, please.
All right. During a celebration after a guy scored a goal in Spain, during the melee that ensued, he bit a teammate's unit.
Well, I think we had this story on the news.
Like last year?
Yeah, no, this is an old story. We had it on the news. Didn't he bite it clean off?
Yeah, but a testicle or something.
Yeah, a testicle.
Hit him in the crotch,
that's
for sure.
Like
chomped down and popped it clean off.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
First of all, congratulations, you guys. 60 years, that's amazing.
Oh, thank you. When did you say we're going to celebrate that on the show?
Two things. One, when you said the T word in her mouth, it got on the air. Freaking unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Oh, what it did. And I want to tell you, Don, you have single-handedly convinced me to never get married. Thank you.
Hey, okay, job well done.
Well, listen, I'm very happily married.
Oh, no, you're happy.
No, but you always espouse, don't do it, and I converted this guy.
All right, well, listen, okay, good for you.
All right, buddy.
Enjoy your freedom, my friend. Me, I'm going to go home and put the dog collar on as soon as we get out of here tonight. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello there.
This is Craig Welton. I'd like to speak to Don Geronimo.
Oh, God. Yeah, Craig Wilson.
Thank you for calling.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Good day to you, sir.
All right, good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
All right, now that's it. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
All right, goodbye. Listen,
do you think the people eating things turns you on?
And, I see on line four, you know who, oh, boy, who just arrived at Penn Station? The guy with the Tootsie Pop.
Wow.
He just got here. The guy just called.
Well, we've already awarded the prize.
Yeah, the guy. I mean, if he wants to hang around, he could still come in and put the Tootsie in his Duke and have his naked girlfriend eat it out. We'd give him a prize.
Yeah, but we can't give him the big prize.
No. The guy might have a tough time even making it from the station here before the end of the show today, right?
He should make it. I mean, if he's there now.
All right, well, come on up and put him through the next time he calls, for goodness sakes. Just said the guy's on the phone. The guy's pissed.
Wow.
Well, you know the show starts at 11.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't run into traffic.
Listen, gutterball action tonight. I do want to mention this hot, hot flaming balls, the Dynamite Gutterballs tonight. We'll take on the Gutter Punks at the Parkway Lanes in Elmwood Park, New Jersey on Route 46 East.
The oldest lanes in the state of New Jersey.
At 9 o'clock. And someone told me, if you've ever seen the movie Random Hearts with Harrison Ford about the guy, his wife is cheating with another guy and the plane crashes.
Right.
You know the bowling alley where he goes and he gets in a fight with a guy?
On the parking lot.
That's the bowling alley we're going to tonight.
So we'll reenact that tonight.
We know what kind of place we're getting into. Oh, well, we're ready for Buzz in the news now. Yes.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Sky Birdley's me.
He made it up.
And Buzz, your lead story today is?
Pee Wee Herman, back in the news.
Oh, Pee-wee, you have not heard this, Mike?
No.
Good, don't look at the newspaper, then.
I won't.
Okay, it's Pee-wee.
Yeah. Good.
Pee-wee in the news.
Matt!
We'll be back after this. Please do stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's our national number, 877-365-3636. New York, 877-692-1027.
It's Witches of the Airwaves, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And now listen, I want to congratulate yesterday's, you got a problem with the music?
Craig Wilson's favorite band playing right now.
He's on the phone.
Church of the Poison Mind.
He's on the phone again.
Oh, is he?
Hello?
Mr. Geronimo, this is Craig Wilson again.
Yeah. Hi, Craig.
Before you hang up on me, Mr. Geronimo, I wanted to ask you a question.
Yes.
As I understand it, Mr. Geronimo, you're the host of the nationally syndicated Dunn and Mike Show. I know that I've heard that it's quite an entertaining program. I've not actually seen it myself. But, Mr. Geronimo, why is it that you do what you do?
That's a pretty good Jiminy Glick.
That's fantastic.
We do want to announce, you know, Ben just won the key for the Mercedes.
Yes, he did.
Yesterday's winner was David Werneth from College Park, Maryland, who went to the Simply Wireless location in the Wheaton Plaza where I once stole the bicycle.
Very good.
And he'll be joining us for the key party on Friday, December 14th, which will be live on the show.
Excellent.
Tomorrow, Match Game 2001 Celebrity Laden Edition.
Very excited about this.
And also the Gutter Balls playing our bowling tonight against the Gutter Punks in Elmwood Park, New Jersey at the Parkway Lanes. That's all I got. Here is Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Either Pee Wee Herman is being framed or blackmailed, or police have him on child pornography charges.
Oh, my God.
Police raided Paul Rubin's Hollywood home yesterday and carried away boxes of evidence. They did this based on a tip, but a spokesman for Rubin says the tip was...
What kind of a tip was it?
The tip was fabricated, says the spokesman. And
it was a small tip.
Financially motivated. Next week's National Enquirer will say that the police got 2,000 videos from the home and three computers and some Polaroids of underage boys in the warranted search.
2,000 videos?
That's what they say.
That's more than you have, Buzz.
Almost. Rubin's spokesman says his client let the cops in without asking to see the warrant and that his client will be completely vindicated.
Yes, hello, police. I have a circumcised tip for you. Pee Wee Herman's doing it again.
He says, the spokesman says, Rubens does, in fact, collect erotic art.
I like erotic art.
But does not own any child pornography.
I don't have any child pornography.
Man, it's straight porn!
Syphilis infections.
It's just man on man.
Syphilis dropped to an all-time...
Hello, Mr. Penis! So, Pee-wee.
Yes, Don.
No, talk in your regular Pee-wee voice.
Yes, all right.
Now, did you have any child porn at all?
I had no child pornography.
But you had hot gay action?
I had hot gay action. I like hot gay action. I really do. I watch it all the time. Hey. Lots of hot gay action, men on men.
Who is your favorite
paging
columnist
Mr. Herman.
For U.S.?
Paging Mr. Herman.
Who is your favorite columnist in USA Today?
Craig Wilson. I love him.
He's so much fun. I love reading his columns.
Mr. Wilson!
Just man-on-man sex. Anal. Oh. That's what I like.
Uh-huh.
I really do.
Okay. Hello, Mr. Anal. Men having a good time together.
Syphilis infections dropped to an all-time low in the U.S. last year.
I have that, too.
Cases were down 10%. They've dropped by a third in the last 4 years.
I have butt syphilis.
And 80% of American counties reported no cases whatsoever last year. Infections are up among gay and bisexual men, especially in big cities, but most cases are found in the South.
Dance! My anal infection!
The sexually transmitted disease first appears as a sore on the genitals, then turns to a rash. It can damage the heart, brain, and eyes, among other things.
I have a heart condition, too.
Oh, no. Oh.
I do.
Sorry.
From my anal syphilis.
None of our scientists...
No kitty porn, though!
One of our scientists is missing.
Oh.
One whose specialty is deadly viruses.
Mm.
The FBI has gotten involved in the disappearance of a Harvard microbiologist, Don Wiley.
Did you have anything to do with that, Pee-wee?
Come out, wherever you are.
No, I had nothing to do with that.
Do you have a porno with him?
I have a porno with a gay scientist in it, but I don't think he's a real scientist.
This scientist vanished 11 days ago.
I think he's a fake.
Suicides are
he had a big thing.
I'm sorry, Mr. Brown.
It's all right.
I don't mean to keep interrupting you.
I'm one of your biggest fans.
I understand that.
Suicide's a possibility with this doctor, but that's mostly been ruled out, so they figure it's either a robbery gone bad, an old-fashioned kidnapping for cash, or...
Or man-on-man pornography!
Or kidnapping by terrorists.
All right.
The FBI says it's on the case because of Wiley's field of expertise and because of our, quote, state of affairs post-September 11th.
Like Wiley Coyote.
Now that we have a tough new airport security law, everything will be okay, right?
Okay.
Not exactly. The president's transportation secretary says there's no way the airports will be able to start screening bags for bombs in the 60 days the law gives them to do so.
George W. Bush!
Norman Mineta says there just aren't enough bomb-sniffing dogs, bomb detection devices, or personnel to do the screening.
I have porno with a dog.
Oh, I'll bet.
I do.
But no children, right?
No children, good. But it's a male dog. Say hi to Mr. Pinky.
Lawmakers are as angry as you are. They say they didn't pass the law for it to be ignored or delayed. They want the tough new security in place right now.
Of course they do.
They're talking about sending in the National Guard to do that work. The White House says it'll try to push things along. Mr. Mineta, meanwhile, says his goal is to speed up the security checks so that no passenger spends more than 10 minutes waiting to be cleared.
My goal is to get my pornos back. 2,000 of them.
Can I have them back, please?
Do you know Gary Condit?
I do.
He's never, in his political career, never lost an election, but since Chandra Levy's still missing, political experts say he couldn't beat Mullah Omar at this point.
He's a terrorist.
Beat who? Mullah Omar, the terrorist leader in Afghanistan.
Gotcha.
Head of the Taliban!
But moths are attracted to flames, and yesterday Condit took another step toward a run for re-election. He got 4,500 people to sign a petition that would let him run without a filing fee. If he decides to put his name on the ballot, he has to make that decision by December 7th.
Buena suerte, Mr. Condom.
Around the world, they made fun of the anti-smoking law planned for some Washington, D.C. suburbs, but today that law has gone up in smoke.
I like smoking.
Poles! Hello, Mr. Pole!
The law would have fined people $750 if their neighbor complained about tobacco smoke drifting across the property line.
Now, did they pass this? Or
no,
throw this away?
The idea is dead now.
Thank God, because listen, the law was this, and I love smoking my cigars, especially Fuente Opus X.
Right.
I love them more than anything, except for my wife and my family. I love my cigars. What the stupid ass law says is that, well, first, Pee Wee,
yes,
you can't even have a porno in your house.
No porno.
That's a bad law.
No. The law is that you can't, if you're sitting out on your deck,
right,
and your own house,
right,
on your deck,
right,
and you're enjoying a cigar, and you blow some of the smoke, and maybe some of the smoke goes in like in the direction of your neighbor's house.
Mm-hmm.
Your neighbor can have you arrested.
Yeah, right.
That's what these dumbasses wanted to pass as the law.
I think that's a bad law.
Yeah, so do I.
I really do. Go ahead, smoke your cigar. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Cigar. I'm going to smoke you on my deck. And it's going to go into my neighbor's house and their yard.
The Montgomery County executive vetoed the law yesterday. The county council didn't like being compared to the Taliban on national TV, which it was.
And Taliban, bad. Pee-wee porn, good.
It was even embarrassed by an editorial in a Russian newspaper. A majority of council members also realized the law would be hard to enforce and would just become a tool for neighbors who were already feuding with
Hello,
one another.
Hello, Francis!
If you can't trust your rabbi, who can you trust?
Hey!
Mazel tov!
This is the question posed by an Albany woman who tried
to... Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends.
She tried to sue a couple of rabbis because they betrayed her confidence. They told her husband that she was unhappy with him and that she was finding ways to avoid having sex with him.
I got my yarmulke.
The first court... Don't bend over to pick it up. The first court sided with her based on the concept of counselor-client privilege, but yesterday a higher court sided with the rabbis because it didn't want to tell any religion how to interpret its own laws.
It's shocking. Jews in court.
That's a lawyer joke.
Yes, it is.
Very funny.
Yes, it is. I saw a story on U.S. What is it? U.S. This morning. Good morning, USA. Good morning today. Good morning.
Good morning, New York.
No, good morning to,
today. Good morning, today. America.
Good morning, America.
CBS This Morning.
No. Jim Ryan Show.
Channel 7.
Oh, okay. Good morning, America.
Why is it Good Morning, America? And they got this broad on who is married to a guy, and she has an affair. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she feels bad about it.
Yeah?
I'm still talking to Pee-wee.
I'm sorry.
She feels bad about it.
Of course she does.
So she goes and she tells her pastor.
Right.
Right? Uh-huh. She's like, oh, I feel awful about that. I've ended the affair. You know what the pastor does?
No.
The pastor calls up the husband.
Oh, no.
And says, hey, I think you should come down. There's something you should know.
Oh, this is like that.
Your wife has been banging this this other guy. And then the pastor, he calls everyone else in the church because these two were on some kind of board of elders or something. And he tells everyone else in the church that this woman was banging this other guy. So
what a dumbass.
So they get a divorce. She sues.
Uh-huh.
And she won $65,000.
Interesting.
Yeah, because you tell something to a priest, it's supposed to be a secret.
You'd think.
What a bitch. Really?
Bitch. Bitch, well, lady suing.
It's not fond of women.
Murr!
We are the champions, my friend, when it comes to sex. A new worldwide survey.
Freddie Mercury!
Survey by a condom company shows Americans to be the most sexually active on the planet.
Goddamn right we are, Buzz.
Goddamn right.
The survey says we make love more often and with more partners.
We do.
More than any other nation on Earth.
Well, speak for yourself on the second part.
Man-on-man porn.
The survey also shows we start younger at age 16 on the average, which means some folks start younger.
Hello, Mr. Happy.
It should be noted that the survey's not scientific. It shows what we say we do, not necessarily what we actually do.
Oh.
Now, the worldwide average is 97 times a year, but Americans say they have lovin' 124 times a year.
Bad dog!
With 14 different partners. 14 partners a year on
average
in America.
Wow, I'm 13 off the average.
Time's running out on the year, too. Greeks came in second, followed by Croatians.
The Greeks!
Croatians were third.
Oh, I like the Greeks.
South Africans and New Zealanders, the romantic Italians and the frisky French came in sixth and seventh place.
Ooh, Crocodile Dundee.
We got a break for a second.
All right.
Buzz, Pee-wee.
Yes, Don.
And your gay porn.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
WPenthouse.com.
End of the year.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I am calling 100.
Right, there you go. What's your name, my friend?
Jose.
Where are you from, Jose?
Jersey.
Call 100. Jose, you've won the Sex and the City prize back. Don't miss your favorite episodes, two back-to-back episodes every Sunday night at 9, only on HBO. Go to HBO.com or AOL keyword HBO for more information. Get AOL 7.0 today.
All right, I'll see you guys tonight, too.
Are you coming out to the bowling?
Oh, of course I am.
See you there, my friend.
Okay. All right, boy.
Please no wagering. Please no heckling.
Absolutely.
Thank
just
you.
Just drinking.
Yeah, just drinking. Just people.
If you
just
heckle, people? If you heckle, you will be disciplined.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
We'll see you out there tonight. Thanks again, everybody, for all the great phone calls today. And everybody came down for the contest tomorrow. Match game 2002. Yeah. 2001, I'm sorry. Last match game of the year. Celebrity laden it will be.
Very good.
One guaranteed New York celebrity.
Wow.
I mean, right after Rudy Giuliani, this guy, when you think of New York, he's the number two celebrity.
Oh, I just got, now I got a premonition of who it is.
Who do you think it is?
I think it's Kenny Kramer.
Okay, you might.
Thank you.
You might be right.
Sorry to ruin it for you, you asked.
But we still have the mystery guest.
Okay, good.
We're still hoping the mystery guest happens. I'll say tomorrow.
Right.
Listen, what are we going to do?
Yeah, why not?
We spent all day yesterday on the phone.
He's an old friend.
Yeah, all right, that is
tomorrow. We will see you then. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Robbie.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, can you be kind?
I can be.
Are you cold, Batman? Rob, throw your hat in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. Kenny Kramer.
Okay.
Second most popular man in New York.
Yeah, you gave it away with that.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.